Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, everybody. It's either our audience is growing or these computers are getting slower. I ain't sure. Let me cut that down. Cut that down a little bit. And it's Monday. It's Monday, March 11, 2013. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. Jay Barnes Monday Night Special. And we got a lot of racing to talk about this weekend. Y'all know I will be getting on. I will get my program director on in a little bit. You know that's Tony Bynes. And let him, you know, say what he needs to say. But we got a lot to talk about tonight. Starting off with, you know, all. For y'all that missed Boone's race out in Louisiana at No Problem, y'all missed one. It was one to miss. Good Lord, it was something serious. That was the race of all time. Grudge racing, I mean, if you want to see Grudge, y'all should have been there because you're going to miss it. It was Grudge racing, the love, the crowd. We'll get to it in a minute. Let me go down my highlights. These are the things that was texted to me this week. These are the questions that people text to me this week. If anybody know if the answer to any of these questions, just let me know when you come on. Now the very first one, it says it's about King Biz. Now this question came The question is King Biz set on kill dodging white trash? The question is King Biz dodging white trash? And also, the second part of that question, did King Biz dodge white trash when she was in Macon? All right. Number two, the Detroit Grudge Racers, are they scared of the mighty powerful Three Love? Detroit Grudge Racers, are y'all scared of the mighty Three Love? All right, the next one, this is about come way down south, low below the border, Big Low. Did Big Low bow down to Brian Davis' Bad Company Small Block? Now, I don't know when this is supposed to happen, but that's something might have happened this weekend, but I don't know the answer to this. But the question is, did Big Low bow down to Brian Davis' Bad Company Small Block? Once again, where is Dougie? I'm looking for Dougie. If anybody can find Dougie, please let him give me a call, because I'm looking for Dougie. This is another. I can't pronounce the name right, but did the former mayor, I'm just reading what they sent me, the text they sent me. Did the former mayor, Kim Kilpatrick, get a fair trial? Y'all, if y'all familiar with that, did the former mayor, I'm pronouncing Kim Kilpatrick, get a fair trial? Also, is Young Money scared of Johnny Quick and Ride or Die? I don't know what can happen now. My phone just went to ring, and I don't know what's going on. All right. Young Money, let me know if you're scared of Johnny Quick with Ride or Die, and Ride or Die. Also, this is one. I'm just reading what was texted to me. Is Tony Employee Bynes' time of being the man has ran out? Well, you know, Tony, the Employee Bynes, will be on a little bit later. A little bit later to let us know what went down. So, but now let me tell y'all about something that went down this weekend. The invasion of Louisiana, a Grudge Inc. show hosted by Boom on Wheels. I'm letting you know, good God Almighty, it was something serious. I'm telling you, we got there. Y'all got to see the video. You got to see the video. Listen. Give me to later on this evening, in the morning, go on and just check out the video. I followed Boom on Wheels, man, when we got there. It was a line when we got there. You know, that's good business. Anytime you get there early in the morning and the line already there, that's a good sign. But I'm going to let you know, the line kept coming. We ended up making two lines. And after a while, the track owner or manager came up there in a hissy. He said, hey, Y'all got to get these people in here. They all the way out to the main road. The state troopers said, we got 30 minutes to clear the road. And believe it or not, boy, it was hysteria right now. And I had a nice smile on my face. I said, boy, these clusterfucks, I'll take them. I know, sir, a lot of people don't like these clusterfucks, but I love them. Send them to me. The clusterfuck was on. But let me tell you this. The crowd was awesome. No trouble at all. As big as the crowd was, no trouble at all. So that's a testimony to the Grudge Racer fans. And when it comes to support, y'all all know that the big rivalry was between Mississippi and Louisiana. But let me tell you, Northern California, this time, Northern California showed up and showed out. Texas showed up. Obviously, Indiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama. I mean, man, y'all don't know, but let me tell you something. That was a show to be seen. I hate that y'all missed it, but you couldn't have got in anyway. You couldn't have got in anyway. If you didn't come early, you're going to be watching it on the outside of the fence. let me tell you this too. We had a lot of grudge races, and one sad thing that I don't know all the guys' names, but I did catch some of them. And this is, you know, for all the promoters out there, I want to let you know that, you know, superstars are great, but ain't nothing like your hometown racer going toe to toe. I mean, that's what makes anything go. And we had a lot of that this weekend also. The first two, you know, I'm just going to quickly go down this little list because I don't know who all, I don't know all these guys, but the first grudge race of the day is two Mustangs. Both of them was out of Louisiana. Those local guys went toe to toe. I didn't get a chance to get the name, but moving right on down, the Madisonville Boys. The Madisonville Boys from Louisiana. Both of these teams, Hacksaw Racing, paid the punk out to Big Cheese Racing. And, you know, that was, he had catastrophic failure, so we want to make sure that was one of the publicized races. Hacksaw Racing paid the punk out to Big Cheese. And y'all got to see the video. I promise you, the video will be up. Don Mack and Boom arguing over the race that they supposed to have had. The truth of the matter is, both men had agreed to pay Big Clark $300 apiece when they came in the gate. And now I don't know if this true or false. I'm just telling you what it wouldn't be what Big Clark said, but somebody said that both of them seen Big Clark and ran the other way. Now I don't know. You know, we got to talk to Big Clark about that. But hold on. Before I go any further, I want to open up Big Clark's mic. Big Clark, are you there? Big Clark,
what's going on, Jay Vaughn? What's happening, man?
All right, listen, Big Clark. Listen, I got you on video. I seen the stress in your face. Give me a synopsis. I know both Boom and Don Max supposed to give you $300 when they came in the gate. I know for a fact when they seen you, both of them went running the other way. But tell me, what went down on that, man? I mean, what? Give me the logistics on that.
Well, Jay, my personal opinion, I think one was scared and the other was proud of it. Not glad, but proud of it. You know, Boomer argued the fact that he didn't get his shakedown. Don Mack argued the fact that he agreed to run Boomer and not another driver. Boomer had him a hired gun in the car. That was a surprise. So, no, nevertheless, they couldn't get the race off, man. Couldn't get it off.
When you confronted Boom about the punk out money, I got to act like a courtroom. Did Boom not say, damn the punk out, get the $1,600 up?
That's what Boom said. Boom, I asked for the $300 punk out, and Boom said, I'll be right back. And I tell you, for a big man, I didn't know he can get out of my sight so fast. But he did just that. Don Mack, I told him to give me his punk out money. And Don Mack was saying, long as Boomer drives, he'll put his money up. But if Boomer wasn't driving, he wasn't putting his money up. So, you know, it was a big discrepancy overall, J-Boy.
Man. But Boom, I'm sorry. I'm calling you Boom. But listen to this, Clark. Let me ask you one thing, Clark. What's your thinking of the race? It's a couple things. What's your thinking of the crowd? And then what's your thinking of the grudge races?
I mean, Jay, it was just super nice overall. Boom did a hell of a job promoting and to put on the show that he put on. My hat is off to him. Man, you couldn't ask for more spectators and you couldn't ask for more fun and racing, man. We really enjoyed ourselves and we're looking forward to another one like that one, man.
All right. Clark, I'm going to leave your mic open. Hold on, I'm going to get the Boom here in a minute. But, you know, I see you got to go down this little list here. But now, all right, everybody, y'all know King Mo Jeezy, you know. I'm gonna go to that one a little bit later. Hold on, I ain't ready for King Mo Jeezy yet. The Let me go back to my list. All right. Big Cheese Racing. All right. He Big Cheese, y'all just heard. He received a punk out from Hacksaw. And then he put it all on Big Cheese put it all on Abita Springs. Abita Springs. And you know, I'm gonna let I can't understand this Abita Springs, but I think he let it all ride on Abita Springs, and the Abita Springs boys, I think Big Cheese did something like that to the Abita Springs boys, but we'll hold on a little bit further down the line here. Glenn, if y'all don't know Glenn with the Pinto, Big Pipe, they call him Big Pipe. He won over the guys out of Texas in the green, beautiful green Nova. And that Pinto sitting there looking funny. And Big Pipe, you know, a.k.a. Glenn, did something serious to the guy, the green Nova out of Texas. Again, a lot of these guys, I don't know them, but, you know, but we will get to know them. You can bet that. Also, Doobie, listen, Doobie off of Don Mack, the back tie. Doobie off of Don Mack, the back tie, and Don Mack, I'ma quote him. He said he ain't never did no shit like that before. He don't know how that works. Head the fuck up. And it was about 10 minutes later, Don Mack was damn knocked out. Doobie went to him something serious. Good Lord, Don Mack, the man gave offered you the back tie. Don Mack said he ain't playing no trickery game. The game he know is head up, and that's what it had to be. And after that, the next thing he knew, they were throwing water in his face and fanning and trying to, you all right, Don? You all right?
Hey, Jay Barr?
Yeah.
I had to interrupt you. Don Mack just called me, and he said he had him on, but somebody had hung up his mic, and he got something to say.
Well, we'll make sure. Let me let y'all know, too, I need to get Lady A says she's having a little trouble at the board. I don't know what's wrong with the board. But Lady A, please get Don Mack on. And also 007 Ken Kennedy, the small truck champ. If you can, try to get him on. And let me don't open the mic, but let me know. I'll look at the board. Let me know when they're on. I'll see them. Let me go now. Y'all got to hear about this one. And can't nobody tell it but Big Drag. Let me see a Big Drag on here. Is Big Drag on here? I need Big Drag, dog. I got a lot of hands up. Good God Almighty. Lady, if you can find Big Drag. I got to let Big Drag tell that story about the Fear Month. The Fear Month was in the house, and it was definitely fear, but I want Big Drag to tell that story. I'm going to try the whole lot. Lady A, see, can you get back Big Drag on for me, too? Also, let me go. I'm going to skip that one. That's for Big Drag. King Mo Jeezy lost his crown. King Mo Jeezy lost his crown. The great Firebird lost his crown to the Indiana boys, Monte Carlo. That was a big upset. Y'all need to tune in to Boom Show because that's going to be some arguments. It's all kind of stuff about that one now. And if y'all don't know King Mo Jeezy, you know, the reason he was deemed the king, you know, he got about 10 race cars. He raced 7 days a week, every 3 hours. As soon as one cool off, he races nothing. So that's how he got that name. And y'all just bear with me 1 minute. And I got to say thanks to for coming out and supporting Richard Sambro. I think I'm pronouncing his name. You know, for y'all that know him from Hub City. It was sad news though. Richard Sambro, the man that operates Hub City, had a $10,000 grudge race. $10,000 grudge race against a white Mustang. I couldn't quite get them guys' name, but the reason I couldn't get their name because once they put their $20,000 in their pocket, they loaded up and hauled tail. And and they was out there putting water, sprinkling water in Ricky's face, fanning him, asking me, was he all right? Ricky Stambro went red and lost $10,000. What would that hurt? And so, y'all, let me go back down here now so we can have some conversation about that. I got to give Lady A a little time to get the folks that I needed, you know, on the line. Let me get, before I get, I don't know where Big Drag at. You know why I be drag hiding. But let me introduce y'all to the man of the hour, the promoter, the Midwest promoter of the year, where he's soon to be. He go by the name of Boomer on Wheels. Let me see, can I get his mic open? Boomer on Wheels, are you there? Boomer on Wheels, are you there? Well, he's obviously, I hear him back there.
Javon, I'm here. My phone was on mute. I apologize. What's up?
Boomer, let me ask you something. How do a humble man like yourself put on such an event that you did this past weekend? Tell me that. Explain that to me.
Work, 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 work. Support, 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 support. That's what my Louisiana people did. That's what my Mississippi people did. That's what my Arkansas people did. That's what my Texas people did. That's what my Alabama people did. That's what my Georgia people did. That's what my Northern California people did. That's what my Oklahoma people did. And that's what my Indiana people did. They supported the show, and we had an awesome show. And like I said, Jay Barnes, I do know that I am missing a lot of things.
Hold on. That tight man's phone you hear. I just want you to know that tight man's mic that's making all that noise. But go ahead, Boom.
And, I want all y'all guys to know that me, myself, and Grudge Inc. appreciate everyone that came out and patronized our show and made it what it was. And there's more to come. The staging lanes was supposed to fuck, but guess what? We got a plan for that. Just like we had a plan to get everybody at one spot at one time, we got a plan for that also. But other than that, overall, for the ones that had accidents at the track, they are all well. I've got in contact with every last one of them. They're up and going with their families. Everything is all well. They're up and up and out and going. The ones that had accidents. But on the other side of that joke, Jay. Mississippi came. They represented what they, you know, there. The Fairmont. I like I said, I don't even want to iterate on that because drag on that little
Jay
thing.
Bar,
you got drag on my line.
Hold on, then.
Okay,
hold on, I got to hear this. But hold on. No, go ahead, Boom. Boom, finish up.
I ain't gonna be long, Joe, because I want this to go on because I want the people to talk tonight. I ain't gonna sit there and hold everybody up. But I just want to let everyone know. I thank y'all for coming out and supporting us, and I want y'all to know this DVD will be available very shortly. Mr. Gunner Picks himself has done the DVD. The word is the production of it starts tomorrow. So y'all know how to get in touch with Mr. Gunner Picks. Y'all know how to get in touch with Mr. Boone. So for the ones that didn't get the opportunity to make it, I know Jay got some footage. He's going to post it on grudging.us. And, the footage that wasn't able to get out. And that's about all I have for right now, Jay. I'm going to stay on with my mic on mute. Also, Jay Barnes, Lynch Bob, and get on. They can't get off, and they called 10 minutes before. Your show was already packed. Doobie has been blowing my phone up. Matter of fact, that's him beeping in on the other line. We need to get through. You got Doobie number, Lady A?
Yeah, she'll go in the private room with you and get it. Lady,
okay.
We need, and we're trying to get them people on. I don't know how many folks that we can get on, but we definitely need to get Lynch Mom on.
I have his number.
Okay.
I'll call him just a moment.
Hey, a video. Jay Boy, tell everybody about the video that the Lynch Mom made at the end of the night at the track.
Say it one more time, Boom.
the video that the Litvar made at the end of the night. Oh, boy. I got to get Liz more on to talk about this.
Okay. All right. Move on with the show, Jay.
Hey, J-Bar, I got Doug McGill on the line.
That, well, y'all hold on 1 second. Now, listen, the 007, he failed. I got to get Lady A to get 007 back on because I got to get 007 and Tony Employee Bynes on. But it's big drag on. It's big drag on.
I could actually get big drag on my line if you want me to, Jay.
I'm on, Jay. Jay, but the problem, can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah.
Jay.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm down. I'm in this restaurant with my daughters and my grandkids, and I'm trying to keep from being noisy, and that's why I have my phone on mute, because the background, you know what you heard from Tight was mine.
Well, listen, I know you can't, you might have to walk out. I want you to tell me about that white Mustang and that Philmont. I mean, you got to tell, I mean, Drag, can't nobody
tell the story.
Can't nobody tell the story but you, Drag. Don't hold back, Drag. You have to walk outside or something, Drag.
Did you hear what Boom said?
What did he say?
Did you hear what Boom said? I don't want to talk about that Philmont. That dog on Fairmont, boy, God, to be more careful. That's a bad hombre right there. Jay Barnes, let me walk to the door here. Hold on, give me a second. Let me tell my daughter what I'm going to get. Hold on one second. Hey. Just give me this right here.
Hey, man, while he walks outside, you got any questions? Why I got my witness on the stand? Why I got Boomer on the stand? You got any questions?
Boom.
Nah, Jay, I don't have no questions, man. I heard it was a good show. Big props to Boom for doing some promoting.
That's all of you.
I want to give a special thanks to Mississippi Joe and Big Clock for helping Boom out when he fell a little weak in the trenches. But New Orleans stood up for what I heard.
They did now. But let me tell you this. They were looking.
Now, New Orleans won two. They won two out of, I think, four or five. But I'm going to tell you something. A win is a win. A win is a win. We can't take that away from them, Tight. But, boy,
right.
Them boys were dead. They were dead. WT had put two cars on them boys immediately, and his truck shut off.
Mm.
Them boys banged apart from the word go.
Mm.
Two trucks and running, and the truck shut off. So, but they got the win, though. You know what I'm saying? They got the win, so that's what matters. And I think Don Mack was outclassed. That was a flat out whooping right there.
Not Don Mack, man. Not Don Mack.
Yeah, Don Mack got beat. He had too much car. He was fooling with. He got beat. But he gave a heck of a lot for his money.
The man asked Don Mack. They was going to give him the back tie, man. Don Mack said, screw that.
Huh? Sure did. Turn the back tie down and run head up.
J-Bar, Don Mack is on the phone, J-Bar.
All right, y'all. Y'all put your seatbelt on before I open this mic, because, boy, we're going to get out of here now. We're going to go. Everybody secure? Got your helmets on? All right. Don Mack, how you doing this evening, sir? Don Mack,
I'm doing fine. Hey, man,
Don
look
Mack.
Him. Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead. Go ahead,
okay.
Don Mack. Tell me about that.
The first thing I want to know is why
didn't you want the back tie?
Yeah, when I beat his ass, I didn't want him to be saying, I don't really want, I gave him something. I told him, man, I'm a grown man. If I can't raise head up, I'd rather not race. And let me tell you something. The only reason I ran that man, now, you is a witness. What did Boone say? Boone said, my Louisiana boys don't kill. My Louisiana boys don't kill. Then some bitch fell dead before we got down there.
they fell dead. They was already dead.
Yeah, look. Man, they had that testing and tuning on their car. Hey, I got two shots. One in front of my house, one behind my house. They need a mechanic who's serious down there. If I'm lying, y'all tell me I'm lying. I'm gonna talk to a boomer. I'm out testing my car. I'm going to get my car ready. Down on Don Mac, we went.
Hey, Jay Bourne. I want Don Mac to know one thing. There was a whole motherfucking line waiting to run his motherfucking ass. So he took that out.
Hey,
the Madisonville boys want him right now. The mother boys want.
Run Boone. I told Boone I wouldn't run the quarter mile in the nighttime.
No, I'm not trying to run, Jay. He tried to run and had the lanes blocked off waiting and asking everybody.
I'm standing right there.
Don Mack been trying. He was trying to run. Had the lanes blocked off trying to run. He had one of them lanes blocked off waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. That's the truth. And me and Big Chris and Joe sat there with him. He was trying to run. Now, Boone did come over and said that he was going to run off the trailer, but Boone them changed drivers, which was not a stipulation of who had to drive in the race. But then Boone wanted to run a quarter mile, and Don Mack told him it done got too late to run the quarter mile. He ain't going but eight because he don't know nothing about the track.
And you're right, Dre. But guess what? All this is it's gonna be on the DVD somewhere. I said I will do the eighth of mile. But we're gonna do the eighth and a quarter in the same way.
I did hear you say that.
We can eliminate all the conversation about what happened in the past back then. Tonight, I went in the lockup with that dude. Eighth of mile and quarter mile in one race on the 17th. Straight off the trailer. Now, what's up? We ain't got to argue no more.
Boom. Okay, that sounds good.
You want to run 8th mile? You're going to get your 8th mile, but I want my quarter mile, too. That's all I'm telling you, dude. You're going to get your race. 8th mile and a quarter mile, dude. Other than that, you ain't got nothing to talk to me about racing.
Boom.
So you ain't going to race nothing.
Nah, look, Boom, I'm not going to run no quarter. I'm telling you, I'm not going to run no quarter mile. You think your big black copy last time for running the quarter mile? I run 8 mile only.
All right. y'all make sure. Y'all turn to Boom. Boom, tell them when your show, because it's going to be continued. Boom, tell them when your show.
Man, Boone failed out again.
Hello?
yeah, right. No, my show comes on at 7 o'clock every Wednesday, man. The number you can reach my show on is 347-215-8762. And the show usually ends around 9:30, 10 o'clock. We usually roll on through. But after my show goes off, my show usually carries over. Most of the conversations from my Big Clark show has the same number, which is the following Thursday. So we probably will be carried over into Big Clark show with all the conversations, lock-ins for future races coming up. You know, right now we can stage up for April the 6th for Atomic Dog race. But I am going to be in Hattiesburg on the 17th with that same yellow car and with my S10 truck. And if everything works out like I want to, down on Dumb Mack as my S10.
Boom.
All right, hold that thought. I'm going to hold that thought because that ain't ready. The Camaro.
Hold that thought. Go ahead. Dumb Mack. Hey,
okay.
Defense, this is great. I can't stay on too much longer, but I want to say one thing, Boom, because I got to get off. If you want to get all your Louisiana listeners off the radio, Jay, all you got to do is mention that fire Fairmont.
What does that Fairmont look like, Greg?
What does it look like?
Grandma's car. Grandma's car with a roll cage in.
Did you see the knit? Crochet in the back window?
Yes, sir. And quiet as a church mouse, Jay. I don't know what he had for exhaust. But that son of a gun was quiet as a church mouse. Man, he fired that Mustang up. Mississippi Joe said, "Drag, I don't know, man. We ought to get our money down." I said, "Joe, we got to let it ride, man. I ain't come to get a dog that'll take my money down. We letting it ride." Man, when that Fairmont took that break, man, I'm telling you, man, all I could see with that Fairmont was 10 o'clock high, 10 o'clock, Jay, and running with them wheels. All I could think of was that Mustang going to slip on by him. With them wheels in there. Man, that boy rode that car every bit of 400 feet at 10 o'clock high. Every bit of 400 feet. And it looked like when he dropped them wheels back down on the ground, Jay, he turned on another system. And vanished.
And disappeared,
man.
That's that, for those that know it,
It go by the name of Fearmont. It go by.
That is properly put. That is a bad hombre right there, Jay.
It did show up and show out.
I only had like a 1000. May I even had a 900 slick on it. Don't hold me to that. But I know it ain't had no more than a 1000 on it.
Yeah.
And that joke can get busy, Jay.
Man, oh man. Great. So as far as you're concerned, when you seen that Fearmont get down, were you satisfied with the event?
Man, Jay, I could have went on home from that. Picked that little money up that I picked up and went on home. And it wasn't about the money. Me and Joe were sitting there talking with some dudes. We didn't even know them out of Louisiana. And we asked them about that race. They said, man, I'd have paid $50 just to see that. I'm satisfied. Just that one race was enough for me. And I feel the same way, Jay.
Well, Drake, I know you got to get back, so I'm going to let you get back. I got to bring up these nuts. These nuts. Boom,
all
what did these nuts do? What did they say, Jay? Yeah, these nuts. I got a chance to meet these nuts, and didn't he grow somebody?
No. He didn't get a chance to blow Don Mac's asshole out like he wanted to do because Don Mac actually was scared for a rematch. But anyway, 8th mile that he do. But he had a little water problem and got water in his tires, man. And the first time he liked the loss. The second time he got water in his tire, he wrecked his car. But he ain't gonna be long. He'll be back out with his car and
man,
down on Don Mac as he gonna go.
Man, that man pissed on himself and got water on the tire. That man pissed on himself.
That man didn't want to fool with me.
That man pissed on himself. Boom. I tell you what,
hey, we're
going to be like me. Next day I'll give it a raise. Yeah, we're going to lock this up for real. Now I don't know if I'm going to put your money in somebody's hand. I'll be
out
of
here. Hey, watch this here. Listen to me. You do your truck. I'm going to do my car. And I'm going to see you on the 17th.
Boom.
And I promise you still ain't gonna race me.
Boom, look.
I said you still ain't gonna race.
Hey,
you still ain't gonna race,
dude.
You're not gonna race that yellow car.
Look, my ladder box car against your ladder box car. Stock suspension against my stock suspension crew. Now we're gonna talk about this.
Run in your clan, boy.
Run in your clan.
Alright, hold on, y'all.
Hold on, boy.
Y'all let me get one more.
Y'all
hold on 1 second.
Go ahead.
What? This is what we're gonna do, dog, man. That black Mustang you seen running the ball, I'll lock up with you with that black Mustang on the 17th. As a matter of fact, this weekend.
Well, I'm going to be a kid on 17th.
Where, man? What you going to do? You going to make it what, man?
Come in.
You seen the car.
Y'all, hold on 1 second.
What else you
want to
do?
King Scooby.
You want to pull this mode out there thing out?
Nah, come on, kid. Come on, kid.
Yeah. Dumb Mac.
Yeah.
Dumb Mac. Get what? Your ass is red and lose the lawnmower. We blow your ass on that, dude.
Hey, Jay,
the stock car. February 8th, stock with Snap on with Don Mac.
Hold on. Who is that talking now? Who is that talking to Don Mac?
Boom.
All right. I'm trying to get. What key is Scooby at?
I'm trying to get in and get all this bickering and bring it to a halt. Don Mac.
Yeah.
I want to lock your S10 in with my S10. Everybody talking about what I'm doing. Do I have a car? I want to lock you in for the 30th with your S10 with my S10. Small block, eighth of a mile. And you ain't even got to do nothing but just lock in and race. I don't even want to look at your truck.
Well, I ain't seen your
truck. Just S10 on 28, no balls. Small block. I want to lock you in.
What about?
I got a race March the 30th in Leakville. You know where that's at.
Yeah, I'll be on there.
I want to lock you in.
Wait a minute. What day they going to be on, Saturday or Sunday?
It's the Saturday before Easter Sunday.
Hey, King Scooby, you know Don Mack is the Mississippi Grudge Racer of the Year, right?
Yeah, but I just want to lock him in a race.
Hey, Cooper, look here.
Yes, sir.
I got to check what the driver is before I tell you I'm doing it. I don't want to tell you I'll be there. No, I know. They said I got to tell you. I'm never going to look. I'm never going to call my phone, though. And I'm never going to call my phone and do the McCain.
Can you get the driver on the phone?
Yeah, he got your number.
Hey, Scooby. What's up, boy?
Scooby, tell Don Mac. Tell Don Mac what he did to you.
Tell him what he did to you. Don Mac, I lost a steak dinner. Boom, better than me. You wasn't going to race. I got to feed Boom a steak.
At 10 a.m., I locked that in. J-Bar, you hear me? At 10 a.m., I locked that in with Scoop. Boom at the one.
Hey,
Don Mac wasn't even at the track.
Hey, I don't want to
Don Mac wasn't even at the track.
I mean, all that bridge underwater. All I want to do get Don Mac drive on the phone. I want to lock him in. You and Boom, please.
Well, Boom, you want to say that? I want to run you, Boom. Boom, man,
dude,
be real.
You ain't gonna race me, dude. You scared? Hey, y'all mute, Boom, Mike. Done, Mac. I'm trying to talk to you, sir. Can you get your driver on the phone? My truck's brand new. Ain't he made a pass? I want to shake down with you. I want to lock it in.
Sure. No, I ain't gonna get him on the phone call. He ain't gonna want to get on the phone. But I tell you what you do. I'm going to be down there. I don't need no gravel. Are we going to come down there?
No. But the simple fact is, I'm not going to finish my truck. I'm going to make a rush move if you lock something in, and I know
I ain't going to lock nothing in, because y'all creating a problem with the locking and stuff.
Ooh, so, I'll send my money to you.
Nah, because you feel like locking in. You know what I got. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't look at my truck.
I told you what I got. I ain't looked under your hood. I got a small block on 28, no bars. I know you got wheelie bars and probably multiple kits. That ain't my problem. I just want to lock you in.
Well,
I got one gun. I don't care what you got.
Well, let me ask this here. While y'all thinking about that, can somebody do a get lynch mob on? I got to get a lynch mob or either WT Key, one or the other. I got to hear one side of the story. Y'all heard that WT Key had put two truck lengths on lynch mob, and the power went out the night the lights went out in Louisiana.
Absolutely. Hey, J-Bone, thank you for calling me in, man. I got to go have some business with my people right quick.
Anytime.
If you have any questions or anything, just call me back in, Jay, and I don't mind answering any questions or whatever may go on. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, all
right.
All right.
You didn't have no turn with Don Mac. Whatever happened, you slipped through the crack. Get out the way. Let somebody else have. I'm trying to decapitate.
Hey, okay. All right. I'm through it.
Yeah. But,
hey,
just please stand down, fool. Then please stand
okay,
down
I'm
and let me do this.
I'm gonna sit up. But Scooby,
okay.
Let me say, Scooby, can we bet another steak dinner? He ain't gonna race you. Think he's had a bet?
Nah, you got me shook on that. He gonna race you.
All right. I'm gone. Thank you, Jay.
Scooby.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, y'all. Look here. Now, what about it was another man by the name of Boom. I kept messing the name up. He ran, I'm trying to think of who the King Scooby was. When I named the King Scooby, he ran the car with the big tire, big motor. Who was that I was talking about?
Mr. Nut.
Now, Big Nut ran. I met Big Nut, real nice guy. And Big Nut promised me he was going down on somebody. Who did Big Nut run? Do you know Boom, or you didn't get a chance to see it?
These Nuts.
Hey, that's who you ran, These Nuts. Y'all, what happened to Boom? Boom will fade out in a second.
Hey, look, how could These Nuts run somebody? He was locking in and run me. I don't want These Nuts over running with his kid, eh?
Dumb Mac.
Yeah.
Please stand down, Dumb Mac. I want to lock you in. I really don't want to hear you say nothing, but you want to race.
Hey, man, I'm tired of all this fake ass racing stuff. Yeah, you want to log in? Come and show me your car, and then we'll log in. Let me see.
Come
you see what you Yeah, you see what I got here. I'm not gonna blind nothing in the blind. I told you I'd be down. You want rate? I'll be down there.
No, I tell you what. Let's lock in. If my truck ain't everything I told you, I'll pay you the lock up. Now you can't beat that.
I told you. I raised. What you want me to tell you, man?
I want to lock in.
No, because I don't have a light on the phone.
Did anybody get paid between you and Boone?
No, because we didn't have enough money to lock up, man. We Boone just talking.
No,
let me tell you something. We didn't have no money to lock up because I had two raids, I thought. Between I was on Boone and D Nook and the boy with the little truck. I got down there, didn't nobody want to raid. Everybody how they got to make a test pass at their home crack. I mean, I'm going to come crack out of the crack to raid, y'all. I don't know nothing about the crack.
So you didn't get down there?
No, I didn't want none because I had three raids. If I got the raids, I wasn't going to get paid.
See, now, I'm trying to lock you up. You're going to be guaranteed money. Well, if you win and if my truck ain't what I tell you it is, I'm going to tell whoever holds it, just pay him because I lied.
But if I do nothing, I'm going to rate you. You ain't got a Glock or nothing. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. I'm man out to win, man. If I can't win, I don't want it.
Well, I understand that. But my point is if you want to lock up and guarantee me you're going to race, I'll go ahead and fix my truck. If not,
yeah, I told you I'm
going to
raise your truck. I'm going to raise your truck. I bring both my truck down. I'll raise you, though. Just pick your truck. I got two trucks. Pick your truck.
Would you give me the swing with the white truck? That's
man,
the one I believe you feel like you got a better chance with.
Hey, man, look. Whenever you feel like not raising, find you somebody to raise. You don't want to raise.
I want to lock up. I don't want to talk about it. I'm trying to be about it.
Look here. I got that raise. He want to give me some money. Well, I look like giving you some money, but anybody never gave me none. I'm grown. I take what I want. Take it out the crib. Take it out the crib you want. You don't want it.
I want the brown truck bad. I'm willing to lock up. I tell you what,
yeah.
I will lock up $1,000 against your $500.
It's too easy.
Huh?
I don't want nothing easy. I don't want nothing easy. It sounds too easy.
You just want to talk. I'm going on
me. I'm telling you, I want to raid, but no, and all that, you know what I got. I don't know what you got. You probably said something I
know.
I
don't know what you got. I ain't never looked under the hood of your truck.
You want me to come to your show? I come to your show. You want me to do that? Same thing. You want to lock up? I'm going to do a show on the stuff. Let's lock up on my show. Come to my show and raid.
Okay, let's lock up.
Okay, let's lock up.
All right. Five on the better. Send your money to Big Clark, you on the phone? The 7th or what? Next month?
Yep.
Where?
Ken.
Okay. Clark, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
Me and Don Mack finna lock up 500 on $1,000 or better. My truck gets his brown truck, head up, in Kent, run for Don.
Okay, Don Mack, you agree with that?
Yeah, but hey, we're going to lock the money up next week.
Huh? Well, why are we talking about it now?
You talking about it. I already got money locked up and stuff. No, I can't go raise it.
Well, why you telling me to lock up for your raise, D?
I said, well, they're going to lock it up for. I just lock a raise up for tomorrow.
Well, if you blow your truck up, you don't pay.
I tell you what, dude, I give you my money, my night after I raid. If my truck ain't hurt, that's good. I can leave it for home and play with my wife.
What did he say?
Yeah, he got a race tomorrow night, Scooby and Byron. And what he's saying is, after he gets through racing tomorrow night, as long as he don't hurt, then he'll give me his money.
Okay, you call me and let me know so I can get you my money.
All right.
I don't want to be sitting around in here and gave you your money and I don't know nothing about it.
Right. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna touch y'all boy for playing with me. Y'all want to I'm gonna show you. You looking for the wrong toy, boy.
Dumb man. You can talk ass off. I promise I'm gonna make you stop racing them motherfuckers. Both of them.
Yeah.
That's Don Mack, y'all. For y'all that don't know, that's Don Mack, the grudge racer of the year from Mississippi. I just want everybody to know who that is.
I'm the one that made the Louisiana boy sit down. All the cop problems thinking about raising me. Boom got down there. He didn't want to tell y'all. The boy told Boom, said, Boom, you're not getting out there in my car running that, man. I talked to the boy. The boy put a red meat. I ain't mind. Boom said, no, man, don't do that. We're going to get out of you.
Mm-hmm. I got, can we get anybody to get WT Keys or Lynch Marbone? I really need to hear from either one of them. The line before, we can't get them on, but anybody, you know, we like to hear that story. The, and I got to still get both bands on, I'm sorry, employee bands on, as well as 007. 007 was patiently waiting his turn. Clark, you know anybody that can get that King Scooby? Can you get either one of them on for me?
I'm out of line, tied up, Jay.
Okay. All right.
You
we'll try to get
them. You me get them on for you?
I'll see if I can get WT. And, Don Mac, try to get
007.
007 on.
Okay, I get him on.
No, Lynch Mall.
Oh, I ain't got his number.
Okay. Well, try 007. No, 007, I don't know if he's scared of talking about it. I see, I don't know why employee buying that. Normally he'd be on talk by now. So we can find out what, you know, Tony Bryan told me, make sure we get accuracy in grudge racing. I wanted him to have the opportunity to do that. Can we get a little sunshine from that? Tight man, you know? Tight man.
Jay.
Yeah.
Hey.
007.
Yeah, I'm on here.
How you doing this evening?
All right.
007, I heard that, I didn't say that right, 007. You know, certain things have to be said in certain ways. You know, I got to, let me bag up here. Let me get it right. Somebody's been changing all my board, man. I don't know what in the world on my board. Let me get this right, 007. And still, the reigning small block truck champion, 007! 007, I heard that you took on the challenge of a lifetime this weekend. Tell me how you did and what come out of it.
Well, Jay, we ran crew chief them up there at the House of Hoop. And, I did what I said I was set out to do. I was set out to go up there and prove to the world that, you know, Little Red Riding Hood still deserved to be the champ. And he is the champ until we get somebody to step up and give us a good challenge. I hate them crew chief them blow the tires from the starting line because, you know, people going to say, well, it had been different if he'd have made a pass. But if you look at the race, even before the tires blowed around 20 or 30 feet out, he was in the back, just like where the trash was in Lena, Mississippi. So, you know, I say it like this here, man. I wish he had made a good pass, but he didn't. You know, he had been up.
Well, let me ask you one question. You won. Uh-huh. I don't know about disputing that you won, but the question is, will you race him again?
Well, Jay, I'm telling you, I'm kind of getting like this here. You know, Mississippi Joe raced him every time they seen him. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time for them to come on to Mississippi. I don't really want to run them again unless they come to Mississippi. I ran an all-day track, so it's time for them to come to Mississippi. If they come to Mississippi, yes, I will race them again. But now I'm ready to do it at home in front of my people.
I just got a text, and I'm sure you know many more people did, that that we got just got a text from the NGRA, Pro Stock Joe. He says that if you go to NGRA Gas.net. You can see the run between Little Red Riding Hood and Fast by Gas. So if you want to see it, go over there and check that out. 007.
$9. Somebody call. Phone like a phone.
Then
yeah.
Just make sure 007. What else happened? So, I mean, as far as you're concerned, 007, is there any more contenders out there? Or, I mean, what's your plan, 007? What you going to do? I mean, you a champ?
Jay, I'm like this here. You know what I'm saying? I've been ripping and running, me and Little Red Riding Hood, all this year. You know, I've raced more in these last 3 months than most people going to race all year. We're going to sit back in the cut. We're going to make some shows. We are possibility we may go to Texas this week. I know we'll probably be up at Witt Race just coming up Sunday. But, you know, my thing over there, I'm just going to sit back, man, and do my thing. I ain't going to get on this radio show and bash crew chief or bash Fast by Gas because, you know, one thing about it, they do step up. They do give a good race. They're good participants. I hear the Grudge Gang. I'm not like everybody else. A lot of people say, man, they was talking noise all that week. You ought to get on here and bash them. I'm not going to do that, man. You know, it is what it is. But I would like to pledge, just like I did on Pro Stock Joe show, I would like to send some special thanks out to some people that actually made this happen this week for me, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead, champ.
First of all, give thanks to God, man, you know, who's the head of my life. I give thanks, special thanks out to Willie Dawg, who piloted the truck. You know, without Willie Dawg, man, things wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? We had some problem, like everybody say, we had some problem all day with the little truck. I made some changes on the truck last week, but with the help of God, we worked it out. I give special thanks out to Willie Dawg. I give special thanks out to Tony Byrne. He helped me get the truck straight up there at the race. Hey, Stacey, you get that? I give special thanks out to Lil Mo. Lil Mo stepped in with the primetime name being on the line with Fast by Gas. Lil Mo stepped in unannounced and put his little tweaks and touches on the truck. I told Tony his little tweaks and touches to do to the truck. And, you know, everything just worked out perfect. I also give thanks out to Jamin Cowboy. The whole primetime clique, man, because without all those guys this weekend, we wouldn't have been able to make the success that we had happen with the little truck. So everybody chipped in, did their part. I also give thanks out to two guys, the local guys here in Mississippi that ran with me, a guy by the name of AJ and a guy by the name of LC, which his street name is Poo Poo. You know, they rode with me, man, and you know, that's a long ride up there, 8.5 hours. And I couldn't have did it by myself because I was under the weather with a cold. Those guys stepped in, man. We drove overnight there. After the race, we turned around and drove back to Mississippi. So, you know, I give thanks out to all these guys that made it happen, man. And, you know, Dash and Fast by Gas, hey, man, all I say to them guys, man, good luck. They got a fast little truck. Their truck run good. And, you know, if they come to Mississippi, Jay, I'll give them another shot. And I also run them for the belt, man. I really would.
I hadn't talked to Crew Chief them. I knew they probably got back. I hadn't a chance. If anybody can get Crew Chief on, y'all try to do that for me. I'd like to have let him say a little something about that. But now you're right, Big Low and Crew Chief and the team Big Low, they're good guys. They race well. 007, but just hold on 007 because I got a great one on. Tony Boss Bynes is on. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, boss.
How you making this evening?
I'm doing all right.
Well, Tony, you know, truth and grudge racing, truth and grudge racing. So, I mean, what went down this weekend? Give me, you know, for the people that wasn't there, Tony, let us know what happened.
Okay, well, Thursday night, Big Low coming up here and it really basically raked us this weekend.
No, Tony, don't tell. No, Tony, don't say it, Tony. Just don't say it ain't true. Say it ain't true.
I wish I could say it wasn't true. But that's what happened.
Tony, did you get the raise that you've been asking for all year?
With who? I've been asking for with the white boys all year.
Well, that's exactly. You ain't got that one. But what about the one money maker versus big loan?
Oh, we done did that before. We done raised before. You know, I had problems and stuff. And got away by luck. I still think it's by luck, you know. I'm just lucky man this year.
Well, I mean, they deserve a little luck now, Nicole. You know, Big Low. He's open on the short end of the stick for 2 years running. Almost 2 years. 2 years running.
Great.
Yeah, he's a little lucky this time, but they're gonna run out in a few minutes.
Well, so you openly and not acknowledging that Big Low went to you this weekend.
Well, you know, he went not only me, went to everybody. He went to me. I was just in line, that's all.
I heard, now you tell me if it's true, I heard Big Low with 28 won a 29-inch tie class.
Well, yes, he did. That's why I want everybody to go to show that everybody want to complain about this man got 29, this man got 28. Big Low proved to everybody, it don't mean what size tie you got on your car, if your car fast, it's fast. I mean, he proved that. So anybody want to tell me, I ain't going to run you because you got W's on your car, you got 29, that's just a cop-out. You know what I mean? Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, I agree. Now, I mean, a good race is a good race. I mean, I think, Tony, you know, sometimes, well, I agree with you, but now.
Like I'm saying, you had Big Low beating turbos, you had Big Low beating superchargers, and the boys had 29s on, and Big Low had 28s. So that goes to show you right there, ain't no excuse about no tires for what you got. Run what you wrong, and hope you brought enough. That's what I say. And I'm glad Big Low proved everybody wrong about, he got to have, you know, everybody think 29 is such an advantage. It's not no advantage, it's just how you got your car tuned in. See what I'm saying? Because Big Low beat all them boys on 20, you know, Big Low at 28 now. But we won the 29-inch class race. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, sitting on 28.
Yeah, Below is on 28.
Well,
and
he won
everybody.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Everybody, you know, he beat everybody on 28. Below ain't killing about. They had 29s, whatever. He just said, I got 28 in my car, and that's what I'm going to run, what I brought. That's what I brought, that's what I'm going to run. That's what he did. He ain't cried down time about nobody had 29. He just went on and took that 5,000 back to Florida, and everybody was happy.
I just got another tick. I heard now, listen to this. I got the first thing on my text I got earlier today. Bad company with small block. I don't know if it's true or not, but just a text I received said he called that Big Low. Big Low was not running. That's bad company. But now let me tell you, let me read the text I just got. Hold on, let me read your chat. Ryan Davis, bad company, called out the white boys, Moneymaker, Big Low, Dillinger. The entire prime time camp, and no one stepped up. All right, Tony, I wasn't there. So
well, when did he call us? When did he call us out?
I don't know, Tony. I mean,
I ain't heard from bad company. I ain't seen bad company. So text him back right now, right? Text him back right now and tell him you lying son of a bitch. Tony will be in Alabama this Sunday, and I'll lock him in red night just for telling that lie with Moneymaker.
Tony,
text him back. He just text you, right?
Yeah, he did now, but now they had to be listening, so tell him one more time, Tony, so that he can answer. He, you know, he'll send a text back, but now.
Text him back. Text him back.
You lying, spell lying, L-I-E-I-N-G. You lying, son of a bitch.
Okay.
Tony Bynes said that you ain't said no shit like that, but tell everybody on the radio show what you want to do, and let's lock it in right now for Wick Show, March 17th, on my way back from Texas.
Yeah, Wick Show, that's what you're talking about. You said Alabama, you meant Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi, Alabama, all the same. Louisiana, all the same.
Yeah. All right, so Bad Company, you heard what I got to call the boss, man. Call the boss.
You lying, son of a
bitch. Ooh, woo. Just called the good race of the year, just called Bad Company, lying, some of it.
But
and,
make
and
me out, make me out
do,
a lot.
All he got to do is be in at Wick's race on the, but that's this weekend. He's talking about late on.
This weekend, that's right, this weekend.
This weekend.
Ooh, ooh. This weekend. Now, is he going to text you back?
Pretty hold on, hold on. It says Jimbo had booking rights and went, and he said Jimbo came to you, Tony. He said Jimbo came to you.
Jimbo ain't no Jimbo. Jimbo ain't talking to me. No, this is talking about running me. All you got to do is, let's do it now. I don't know who Jimbo is, but tell me this. If you can lock in right now, I can run him head up at Wick Race this weekend. Or either he want to name another weekend.
You give him a choice. If for some reason, if he can't
that's
make
right,
it.
Choice. If he can't make it, we'd be at, huh? Are you the Fayetteville? Fayetteville the 23rd of this month.
Wasn't you supposed to raise Bad Company at one time?
Down there in Lena, that's right. You know, he hit the wall, you know.
That's right.
But tell me now, I don't know the Jimbo day. Who is that told you this now?
I'm getting a text on it. I don't know the number that's coming across.
Man, that probably ain't the real man. That person might just text you from my phone. They ain't know anywhere you're going to damn well going to call that money maker.
Okay.
My money maker. You know what talking about? He called out the S10 truck.
I don't know if Ken Ken's on there.
Hey,
Ken
Jay,
Ken
call out the money maker. Jay, you still, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to lock in Bad Company with Jimbo and all of us was on the line. We got ready to run Bad Storm because they was been they got on that truck. I mean, on that Bad Company was been with Bad Storm. We tried to lock him in with the back tire with that little car. And he said if he had problems, he had to go take another takedown with the car. I talked to the owner up there. Jimbo was up there too now. I talked to the guy Bad Storm and stuff. And he also talked to Trigger Man while we was up on the line. What he said is transmission seal was leaking in the back, but he went and put some silicone on it. But after I ran that race with Bad Storm, I loaded up because I had 8.5 hours to come back down the road, and that was right at 10 o'clock. So I didn't talk back to him after the race, but before the race he had said it. You know, he's having a problem with the car. So I don't know who sent you that text, but, you know.
But has he texted you back?
Hold on, let me look.
You ain't got his phone number. Call the phone number he texted you from. Tell him I run him with, we're running with Dillinger. If you want to run Dillinger, I'll run him with the Lenovo.
My next text says, the text I just got is from, Postart Bynes, he said, please ask somebody to get Brian Davis on the line. So if anybody out there, please get, hold on, these damn texts again, hold on. Lady A, can you get Brian Davis on the line for me? I got his number.
But Lady A, can you call Bad Company first?
I don't have Bad Company's number, I don't think.
You got a text. Who ain't texting from Block? How can you get
that
text?
That's Brian Davis. That's the same one, Tony.
Okay,
Brian
Davis. Call him. That's right. Call him.
That
let's get this straight right now. Please, let's get this straight.
That I can always say that damn your son damn Postart Bynes would be on top of some shit. I mean, you know, he's smart thinking man. Lady A, where you at? Can you, Lady A, Tony? Go ahead and tell him what you're gonna do in If they're from up north, they probably ain't gonna come down here to Texas. They might come to Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, down here to Holly Springs this Sunday. I lock him in with Dillinger, the little white Nova. I lock him in right now. That's a car. He said. That's a car in my text. Listen to me, Jay. That man did say somebody come in the race, Dillinger. But he knew we was in the 29th race anyway. We was in the finals in the 29th race, final four people. So he knew we couldn't race while we was in the finals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now, tell him I ain't in no. I'm not in no. Oh, shoot right now. Tell him I can lock him in right now. That all. Well, we trying to get Brian Davis the back up. How in the world he could text you so quick, but can't answer the phone? You ever sat down and thought about that? Hold on, I'm giving the number now, so that we can get Brian Davis on.
He listens to the show. You gotta be listening to the show because he's been texting you.
Yeah.
So why wasn't call in? Oh, he answered the phone.
Lady A, you see the number there, Lady A? That's Brian Davis. See, can you get him on? Tony Bynes got a belated Valentine's Day
present. When Jimbo the driver of the Mustang with the little red Riding Hood killed him last time?
Yeah. You talking about White Trash?
Right. I ain't heard them talking about. They wasn't no rematch.
Jimbo White Trash, them boys coming at you now. They say they're going to come at you.
Man, we in. They came to Mississippi, what they got?
Yeah.
Crew Chief came to Georgia, South Carolina, what they did, got out. Little Red Riding Hood, you know, when she put on center stage, you know, she do what she supposed to do. She sing and dance and what she supposed to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, you wasn't there. Oh, Jay, listen to me. This is what happened. This is what, you know, I have race people, and I have, you know, race people here and there and stuff like that. But them, they really insulted Little Red Riding Hood. They so big and fast and bad. You know what? They're going to try and come out the trail and run up. They ain't telling you everything, Jay.
Yeah.
They didn't want to make no shake down. That was a slap in the face. I said, look at them fools. They're going to try to run us, and they ain't going to test. They know they ain't saying no kill. And they did blow the tires off, Jay. Don't get me wrong. They blew the tires off, but they was fucked up before they even blew the tires off. Little Red Rider left there dangling tires. It was over. I wish Little Red Rider would have drug him down through there.
They didn't want to try it again. Yeah, they wanted to try it again. I'm saying if when they pulled off, something happened or whatever happened, they didn't want to put the money back up.
Ken said he wanted to run them in Mississippi. I mean, I got Ken Truck to do what he wanted to do, but Ken said he wanted. I told Ken, let's do them again, but Ken said no. I done ran them everywhere. And, you know, I ran them in Florida. I ran them in Georgia. I done ran them in South Carolina. He wanted to run them in Mississippi, his home state, and I too much can't blame him for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't too much blame him. You know, but there's some kind of way. You know, Coochie and them don't want to come to Mississippi. I don't know why. But as a home man, home state, you know, I know he gets tired of traveling, you know, 8 and 10 hours, you know, one way, and just to race a person when they don't ever want to come to his state, you know, Ken has sent the truck to Florida 2 or 3 times to run them. Over Ken has been to Florida 3 times to run them, and they ain't never come to Mississippi yet. Almost like disrespecting, you know what I'm saying? Or scared. It's one or the other. Disrespecting Ken or scared. It's one or the other. But they never come out the trail and talk about running. Never. No, nobody come out the trail and talk about running prime time. Ever.
Let me go. Tony, don't hold on. I got a Lady A trying to get Brian Davis on. Lady A, you see Brian Davis' number? And also call Biz, Lady A. Let me see who I got right here. All right. Hold on, Tony, because we're getting Brian Davis on now. I'm trying to get DJ Grant see if DJ Grant got anything to say. DJ Grant, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, Jay. What's going on?
All right. DJ Grant, we're trying to get Brian Davis out of Bad Company on the line. But in the meantime,
what kind of car Bad Company got?
Bad Company is the Mustang.
Oh yeah. We'll lock them in with diligence, and we'll do exactly what we'll do what we decide to do. We'll run the trailer.
If they're ready, right? Let Bo call the trailer. Let's see if he's ready or not.
Hold on, Jay Bond, this is Biz. You want me to get Brian on the phone?
Yeah, get Brian on the phone for me, please.
Biz, call me Brian. That man said he ready to run Dillinger around. Well, I know he's joking about Moneymaker, but he said he ready to run Dillinger. Tell you what we'll do. If he ready, he ready. I'm ready. Let's lock it in right off the trailer and let's go. With both of us ready.
Okay,
now, he may have to test. If he has to test, he's not ready. But if he's ready, let's go and do it.
Okay, let me get him on the phone. Hold on.
All right. While we're getting
this Chucky, who wants to play?
God dog it, he already on the phone. My goodness.
Did Boss Mind find his balls over the weekend?
He said Boss Mind's on here, and he told you a ball faced lie. If you try to run him,
Moneymaker
okay,
or Dillon.
Well, ask Jimbo. Someone get Jimbo on the line. We asked them to run Rambo, Dillinger, Moneymaker, and what did Cowboy say? He said, "Oh, now you guys want to run us since all of our cars are broke."
Jay,
and I said
Jay,
I didn't know
shootout.
Because the car rolled out and I cut off
a
man.
How in
the world,
Jay? How in the world am I going to stop a shootout to run a grudge race?
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to run you with Dillinger at the 17th down in Holly Springs.
I'm gonna be at Holly Springs on I think it was the 7th.
I'm gonna be down there
for
too,
which race on
wait.
Sunday?
I ain't gotta wait. Just race the 17th. They have the grudge race at Holly Springs the 17th. Is you ready?
I can't
go
the 17th. I'm only going the 7th.
Oh, you can. Well, that's the only time you're going to be ready to race the 7th.
That's the only time I'm traveling, yes. I wasn't
okay.
even going to travel.
All
now
right.
now I'm
we
going down there on the 7th.
Okay.
I've already got everything planned.
Good.
And
God,
if you bring Moneymaker, you throw 28s on it, I will fuck that car up, heads up.
All
right, and
well,
we can lock it in right
Moneymaker
now.
Moneymaker won't be there. I'm going to run you with Dillinger.
Then give me the back tires that you told me you're going to give me at the track.
Oh, okay, Jay. Now we get to the bottom line, Jay. Now you're talking about
kids. Oh, we are?
Did you not tell me
I got the back tire with Dillinger?
Jay,
yes or no?
Answer the question.
Yes or
no? What can you back tire for?
Hey, did you or did you not tell me I got the back tire?
I didn't never say I give you no back tire, man.
Then Cowboy needs to learn not to speak other people's car because that's all he was saying
Jay
all day long.
Jay Barnes said, you said Tony Bynes. He was talking about no Cowboy. Am I right, Jay?
Yeah, the tape said
Tony Bynes. Now, Tony Bynes called you a lying son of a bitch. If you were run
Dillinger or whatever the fuck that car is it going to have 28s on it? You put 28s on that Nova and I'll fuck it up heads up.
I'm glad you come on the phone radio show so tell everybody what you want to do. Now, Jay, you see why that man want me to put more
Oh, let me bring Sean up from Batman and let's do something.
Jay, I'm glad you called this man so everybody can see this man backpedaling. You don't never call out Dillinger or Moneymaker, man. Don't do that. Don't even tell nobody. Don't even text nobody you talking about. You calling out. Hey, I want them cars, okay? Do that for me.
Bring it out. I'm calling the fuck out.
All right. You call Dillinger. I'm going to do. You lock in Dillinger. Head up. 8 mile pro tree. I'm going to tell you go to the gate. I'm going to give you $500 for expense money for coming to Holly Springs.
I ain't coming on the 17th. I'm coming on the 7th.
I ain't talking about no goddamn 17th. You're talking about the 6th. 7th. I will lock you. You lock in and run Dillinger. $1,000 on 35 or better. I'm going to give you $500 as soon as you come through the gate.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I don't understand what that means.
You know,
what
Brian,
you're
saying
right.
is, Brian, you need to understand before you go take the jail again.
Brian,
say it again?
When are you going to Holly Springs? When are you going to Holly Springs?
Listen to me, man. You told me you're going to Holly Springs April the 7th. Right?
On the 7th, yes.
All right. I'm saying I'm going to pay your expense for coming down there. Your expense for going up. I'm going to give you $500. As soon as you come in the gate, all you got to do is say, Tony, we locked in to raise $1,000 on 3 or better.
With the Dillinger.
Yes.
And you're going to leave the bigger tire on it.
Man, I'm leaving the same tire.
Yes or no? I answer yes or no.
I'm going to have 29s on the car.
Now, is it a W tire or not?
It's a W, yes. A big W. Capital W. Now, guess
fuck
what?
It. You fuck can it. Put, you I'm going to blow your fucking with, back up. Lock that shit in.
We locked, Jay.
Dylan
ain't
going to
run. Dylan,
okay,
let me go on the rules. Let me go on the rules again. You just said, Tony, if it's locked, are you putting the lock in that he said, Tony said he giving you $500 when you walk in. He paying you
yep.
to come get this ass whooping. That's what he's saying. And it's, you pick up a free $500 as long as the bet is $1,000 or better. On three or better. $1,000, lock in $1,000 on three or better.
Yep.
Okay, $1,000 is $1,000 lock in, three or better. Off the trailer. We ready. They ready, so we ain't got to
no,
go
it ain't no off the trailer.
Well, I thought you said you was ready.
Oh, my fucking God. You're already running
you
a small
ready.
Block
Jay,
with 28,
Jay, Jay,
a,
tw- Jay,
a big block
Jay,
with 29
Jay,
W's. Either
Jay,
you want a fucking race or you don't.
Jay,
I told you lock
Jay,
in on 3 or 35
Jay,
or better. I don't
text.
Give a fuck.
Jay, read that text back. Did he say he was ready?
Yeah.
Did
he say
he was ready? Did he say he got to come cuz or did he say he was ready?
He said that he came to you and you punked out. That's what he said.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Tony, just put a time limit on it. God, doggy, just put a time limit. 7 o'clock.
Ain't no time limit. Hell, I want to do it this Sunday. I got to wait 2 whole weeks after that. So we ain't need no damn time limit. My time limit is going to be five pairs on his ass. That's what it's going to be. All he got to do is lock in, man. He said he ready. Don't never come up and talk about you ready to run prime time. You got to go to track and curse and pop the wall and all that shit. I ain't waiting
Jay,
on that shit.
Please
no
get Cowboy or Jimbo on the phone. So they can tell you that you guys offered
know.
Me the back tire.
I'm
telling you, I'll raise you heads up. Now it's got to be off the trailer.
Jimbo,
what the fuck
Jimbo
is that?
Jimbo did not text Jay. Cowboy didn't text Jay.
I don't
you
give a fuck
Jay.
Who texted Jay or who did what. Lock that slow bitch in with my car and why it's got to be off the trailer. No, fuck
you're
you
that
up.
Bad company in that Mustang. All you got to do is lock in, man. If you ready, lock in. I'm ready.
Did you not hear me?
In.
Now it's got to be off the trailer.
Right? You said you
who's
was
the
ready,
fucking
man?
Scared one?
Are you saying you was ready?
Me saying I'm ready, do you
I'm
not get
I'm paying you $500 to get that ass on down here.
I don't give a fuck what you're paying me. I got $2,000 of your motherfucker's money already from this weekend. You broke-ass bitches got to play dice to win your fucking money back.
Look here. Whenever we lose money, they make more. The bank ain't never. The bank was open 9 o'clock this morning. You forgot about that, didn't you? As long as the bank's open, I can get money.
Hey, man, just lock the race.
Hey, we'll put it this way. You want to talk some shit? I'll run that fucking slow bitch for $5,000, and it's got to be by dark on Sunday. And we'll lock that fucking in right now for $5,000. I'll fuck you up.
Jay,
huh?
This man talking my language now. Yeah. We locked in $1,000 on $5,000 or better. We got to run for dogs. We locked.
All right,
that's what we'll do.
So, making sure now, just going over one more time. The race is $1,000 lock in. The race is $5,000 or better.
Yep.
Got to race before dark.
Got
to
run Sunday before dark.
We got to run before 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. It'll be just like dark. We got to run before 7 o'clock.
No, it's dark.
The run got to happen before 7.
Exactly.
No staging lane. The run got to be over with by 7.
You got to get your ass in. 7 o'clock. You got to be getting your ass up to the line.
Be pulling to the damn lane. No later than that.
If we're in the fucking lanes and someone oils the thing down, it takes an hour to get the fucking lanes fixed.
Right.
What the
right.
fuck is
right.
that?
Right. Hey, that's self-explanatory. If somebody oil down the lane, now we can't race. But as soon as
right. okay.
that ain't right, we got to go
right.
right.
Yeah. Whatever. Lock it in.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
All right. Lock race and Bad Company on 28, Dillinger on 29, no ball.
Okay, you forgot about
that. He said Dylan's going to be on 29. I may put 28 on my car. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to run, but we run for 1,005 or better. Whatever tires I got on there, whatever tires he got on there, lost in that Bad Company Mustang and Dylan's. Do we race it? Ain't putting nobody putting no stiffs on me for $5,000. Y'all going crazy?
Are you fucking serious?
Look at man. You run for
are you ready
car.
Now?
Put winning bars on your car that day. Put winning bars on it. I don't care what you put on there.
No, you ain't telling me what to put in my car. I'm telling
you
I'm going to race the same car the same way I seen it at the track.
Oh, hey, sir. That's all I wanted to hear. Jay, you heard it. What did you just say, Jay?
I thought he said he can run what he want to run in his car.
There you go. There you go.
I said I'm running my car the way it is, and I'm going to race the Dillinger the same way I seen it at the track. He's not even telling me to put what I got to put in my car and fuck up my program. I'm testing with what I got.
You just said I can't tell you what to put on your car, right? But you can't tell me what the fuck to put on my car. What the fuck wrong with you?
I can tell you whatever the fuck I want to tell you. I just did.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can tell me. I ain't got to do it. You're right. You can tell
me. There you go. There's a difference.
I ain't got to do it.
We don't have... We don't have nothing locked yet. We still working on a lock. We ain't got no lock yet. Okay. Okay.
Man, hey, Jay, if that man texts you again talking about he's calling out Dillinger, I want you to laugh.
I don't even got Jay's number.
Same text back.
I ain't text Jay nothing. I don't even got Jay's number.
Y'all know Jay ain't lying. Yeah. Somebody texted.
No. Somebody texted me. It was from a number I didn't know, and they said that that bad company called out Big Low, Dillinger, Money.
Tell Big Low to bring his ass down, and I'll fuck him up on 28th.
Big Low just beat y'all, man. Just Big Low won the whole thing this weekend, man. What the hell wrong with you? What world have you been living in?
Get him on the phone right now. Lock him in for Holly Springs. Do you not understand that?
Look here, man. I hate it just as much as you hate it, but the man cut the money home, man. You might as well
live it. I don't care about
that. You don't talk. What are you talking about? Why are you trying to run down there down this weekend getting a shootout? You didn't win that shootout. So evidently, you wasn't no factor. You wasn't even in the final four.
Who gives a fuck? I got some money. Don't you want to take it?
You must have got put out the first round, so you wouldn't need a final four in there.
Hey,
you
how your ass fell into that small block and blew your fucking back out? How's that feel?
Look
that
little
G-body done didn't fucking hurt
man.
You. Gave him one and
look
one,
up,
and he
man.
Didn't even need it. Look at that slow bitch you got.
That was my cousin I raced, man. We raced like that all the time.
I don't give a fuck
man.
Who it was. He looked like your daddy because he spanked you like one.
Evidently, like Jay said, all the big boys was at Jackson.
Okay, well, then tell your cousin
Jackson.
To come get some.
Yeah, you
he was begging for
the
bad car that night.
You went in the final four and you didn't win a nail grill shake,
I don't give a fuck if I was in the final four.
You was a non-factor. That's what you call a non-factor. You did not win a nail grill race. You wasn't even in the final four, man, in nail class. So you was a non-factor. You should have even came.
I guarantee you I walked away with 10 times more money than you motherfuckers did. You
know.
Lost everything you touched your fucking hands on.
I don't know how much you walked away, but you ain't walk away with no victory. I know that's what you didn't walk away with. Everybody down there had money, but
you didn't
walk away with no
do
victory.
Do you want to race or lock something in without having a million other fucking steps behind it?
Jay.
If you bring Dillinger the same way that it was at the track,
Jay.
I will lock in and fuck that car up.
Jay, I'm going to call the FCC on you, man, if you call this clown again on your radio show.
Please.
You said it was that day. I'm going to call the FCC on your ass and have your ass. Man,
hold on, Tony. What's the difference? Hey, Tony, this biz. But what's the difference in any other race, man? If y'all racing 28 versus 29, no bars, what's the freaking difference? He want to run lock in 105, 1,005. You on 29s, he on 28s. What's the freaking difference?
The fucking difference is because he texted Jay and told him that lie. That's the difference.
He
don't
did
know
not.
Lie.
I don't got Jay's number.
Hold on, bro. Somebody out of Michigan text Jay. He not the one that texted him. He trying to lock him.
That's who I want to talk to who texted Jay that lie. That's
man,
who I want to talk to.
Don't get the money. Run at the money, man. The man trying to lock you in 105. 28 versus 29.
Hey, look here, man. Anytime I run for anything over 2,500, ain't nobody going to tell me how to put my car together at all. I'm telling you that right now. That's my
well, then I'll run you for 500.
2,500, that's serious business. Okay, lock in 1,000 on 25 or better. I got to have 29 no wheel bars. You got to have 20 no wheel bars. Lock that in.
If the Dillinger's the same way it was at the track, yes.
29 no wheel bars. That's right.
Right.
We lock. Jay,
and my car is the same exact way you've seen it. 28 snow bars.
I don't even remember your car, but I'm gonna lock you in. I don't even know what kind
you
of
don't
car
know
you
my car. Shit, every time the motherfucker comes around, you run away like a fucking roach.
Beers know it. Beers know it. I'm gonna ask a question. You have a big block or small block?
Who me?
Yeah.
Man, are you crazy? I got a small block. The same one you paid the punk out with 7 Up.
Biz.
Yeah.
We locked in small block on 28, big block on 29, head up 8 mile pro tree, 1,000 on 25 or belt.
No bars.
What date? April 7th at Holly Springs.
As soon as he walk in, you give him 500.
Ain't no 500 more. He should have took that when I gave it to him. It's
I don't need no 500. I don't get got your fucking $500 last week.
It's 1,000 on 25 or better.
head up, 8 mile, pro tree, flip for lane. We got to run by 7 o'clock. Is that fair enough, Bill?
That's fair enough.
Okay, good.
No bars. I heard you say no bars.
No bars.
No bars. No bars. No bars. No bars. No bars.
Hey, Tony, tell all the primetime fans to come on out there and get that pot up. Them boys out of the D, they bet. So get the pot up.
Is they gonna bet when they gonna bet like we did in Lena?
They gonna bet like they did over in Maryland with a small block Pete.
I don't know about Maryland. I'm talking about Lena when I was there when the truck messed up. Some boy, our white trash and whoever is. Y'all both north.
Yeah.
I have luck against y'all. I just have luck against y'all both north. You know, we just have luck against.
Yeah.
Well, Jay.
So right,
Jay,
right when we walk in the gate, who are we going to give the money to for the lockup? Who are you comfortable with?
Whoever you tell you want to give it to, we give it to Biz. You want to whoever
give it
to
Biz.
Yeah.
We're each going to give him $1,000 and some 25 or better. And you said we're flipping for lane choice, right?
It's flip for lane. Got to run by 7 o'clock.
Yep, that's locked.
That's locked.
It's locked. It's locked. All right, good.
Now, hold on. Is it a big deal if I have a 275 on my car?
Yeah, it's a big deal. You're not locked in the race for 28, man. You come at 275, you're going to lose your $1,000, man. Can't you understand that? You're not locked in the race. You can't go change that. You're not locked in. We don't do that down in the South, man.
Hey,
so
I asked a fucking question.
God damn, that's no stupid ass questions like that, man. You locked in with 28, man. That's what we going to run, 28. And I got to run 29. That's simple as that. I can't come with 31 on my. That's like me locking in with 229. Then I come back and ask you 3 seconds later. Hey, man.
So
right,
you can have
31.
A 29, but I can't put a 275 on is what you're
man,
saying.
I don't know what you're talking about, Biz. You had to lock in, right? This man here gone crazy. You had to lock
in,
right, Biz?
Did I say anything but ask a question?
He asked a question. Hey, Tony, just asked a question. 28, but all right, you're right, Tony. Y'all locked in. But all I'm gonna say, a 275 is damn near is a 2. That's a 28. It's actually smaller than a 28.
I understand what you're saying.
I want to hear
the
fear
said,
in your voice. I want everyone else to hear it too.
I'm gonna get technical with the man said because he's the game with 28. Will it be all right? Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah,
it
will be all
right. I know what I said. I asked you a question.
Yeah, it will be all right. But when we get ready to put that line at race, you better have 20s on that motherfucker lose $1,000. Okay.
Right. You're right.
You can come to the gate. You can come to the gate with 275 layers if you want to.
I know, Matt. I ain't saying it. I ain't changing anything. It was a simple question.
Hold on, AB. Y'all locked in on 28. You got to be on 29.
Yeah. It don't matter to me. It was a simple question.
Right, okay.
All right. Stupid question. That's
well,
not me. That's not me. Locking
the
race. That's a lot.
The last time I heard, Tony, it was when they were saying that you was going to pay this punk out the bad company because he was so fast that once you realized that 7-Up couldn't whip him, you was going to pay the punk out. Now, that's the last I heard.
No, Jay.
Hey, and
Jay.
Guess who not paid the punk out?
Jay.
Did he pay the punk out? Did he pay
Jay.
The punk
Thank
out?
Thank you.
Jay, are you listening to me, Jay? You too uh-huh. busy counting money, Jay, to let you know what happened. Now,
okay.
This is the truth. And the man on the phone right here. Now, this man went out there, Jay, and hit the wall, man. His car had been going toward the wall all day. Instead of me letting that man go out there and run, hit the wall and hurt himself and hurt me, I
Oh, you're doing me a
money,
favor.
Man.
Hey, you wish 7-Up to move to hit the wall. You can not that bitch would get out of the way.
Everybody
was 5 foot of fucking
Jay,
inches and knock the tire off.
Jay, everybody wants to say I ain't got no heart in this. I'm cold blooded. I ain't like that for real, Jay.
Yeah.
The man hit the wall the day before. He hit the wall right time he got Fort ready to race. Hit the wall hard. Ain't on my soul. I said, look at him, man. You having problems, man. I ain't going to do you like that. Here go the punk out, man. Get yourself, recover yourself, and get the car right. And come back at him. I ain't worried about no punk out, man. Look at it. He bringing it right back to me, Jay. He bringing it right back to me in Mississippi. See, I ain't no hard, cold-hearted person. I don't care what people say in the street. I ain't like that.
Hey, Tony.
I gave it right back to you. You want to do 1-800 keep it real? When did you say we were down there betting? Oh, let's bet for 200. Let me get my punk out money back. And what did I do? I took another fucking 200 from you.
I knew the man couldn't run, man. I knew he couldn't run. But, you know, I didn't want to do that.
Big Red, Little Red had won me enough money. I ain't caring about that, Wiz.
Okay, now you just brought up a point, Little Red. It's a little lot of controversy over Little Red. Do you have
fuck that truck up?
I just got a text. Do you have lock in ability for Little Red? Okay, well, I just got a text from Big Wayne, Heavy Game, the owner of White Trash, we all race with at Lena. He told me to lock in that same race that y'all just did with Brian, 500, not the same race, but 500 on 2,500 or better, Little Red Riding Hood versus White Trash rematch.
Listen, the only reason we tried that, listen to me now. Y'all get me this straight. The only reason Ken tried that little white man, white Mustang, because he ain't like nobody else, he wanted to race down there that day. And the only reason we tried White Trash, everybody said we couldn't win. And you know, it'd be hard headed when somebody said we can't do it, we just want to prove wrong. Somebody backing up.
Do you want to relock that?
You backing up? You was like Michael Jackson on the goddamn moonwalk. You backing up so fast.
Everybody know Lil Red ain't backing up because Lil Red done raced more than anybody this year. So Lil Red ain't backing up with nobody.
How many times y'all wrote an autobiography in Lil Red?
That's what you need. How many times have you raced this year?
Zero.
Okay, then.
Next question. How much money did you win this weekend?
Y'all can't run the champion until y'all get some wins on your belt.
You don't have no champion, man.
You raced CeCe, so you
what
got one
do,
race.
What you do, Tony? Do you get in the morning look in the mirror and pump your own self up?
Listen to me, man. I ain't put myself up. You know what pumped me up? When we beat that boy Crew Chief from Florida, there, that's what pumped me up. We do our racing at the track. Y'all like do y'all racing on the radio show. We race at the track. I'd be ashamed to get on here talking about somebody else scared to race, and I ain't racing none this year. Now I'd really be ashamed.
Hello.
Say,
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you on the tape? Whoever said hello, you on the tape? You on the tape?
J-Bomb.
Yeah.
You know you like to get prime time record out in the open, and you like to get your record out in the open. I ain't bad coming to what they record for this year. Please, just for the record, just for the crowd, the record.
Nothing.
They 0-1.
Oh, yeah, versus CeCe and them, Jody.
They 1-1. They got a
well,
yeah, and then Tony paid the punk out. And we count that as a win, don't we, Tony?
Hey, man. I'm not complaining about how many races you won or lost. I'm complaining about how many times have y'all raced. That's what I want to know. How many times have y'all raced?
What does that matter? What does that shit got to do with anything?
It don't matter because that lets you know who racing, who ain't, man. Y'all ain't racing.
Who said that you ain't racing?
To their defense, or John's defense, we are in the north, man. Our season don't start till April.
Weird. It was 70. It was 77 degrees down here.
Hey, I traveled down south 3 times this year. How many times have you traveled up north?
Wiz, who did that race Saturday?
Wiz, it's Biz with a B. Goddamn Wiz. Fucking G Wiz.
Who did that race Saturday, man?
Well, did nobody want to lock him in? He tried to race.
Oh, man, that man could have got all the action he would want to say if he wanted to really race somebody, man. All them calls down here, man, could have raced anybody he wanted to race.
Well, they tried to lock in the white boys.
Tried to run Big Low. I tried to run you guys. I told the white boys I would lock them in. I told Gigantor. And I'm saying right now, that's a lie.
You try to run all the cars when they're in the shootout, man. The boy wants to tell you he's trying to win that free
$5. The white boys were getting ready to run Realtree. And wasn't in front of the car to lock in. And they said that they don't want to lock in. And then they picked some crazy-ass $20,000 fucking thing. And I said, fuck it, lock it in for $20,000. Then it speaks to, what if we heard something? So I told them, like, 5 and 25 or better. And if you guys hurt your car in the shootout, you can keep your money.
and nothing.
Hey, who's going to race somebody, grudge race somebody, and they're then laying in the final
to try to run 5,000 miles? Hey, Tony, y'all locked. It's locked. Let's go to the next one. We're trying to lock you in with white trash. You don't want none of white trash.
We don't want to run white trash right now. We ain't passing white trash.
All
right. We just got money.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hello,
go ahead,
Jay. Let me get y'all this little intermission right quick. Listen, I got Mandrell show up and race guys all over the north. Mandrell, welcome to the Good Deep Show. We got everybody on from California, Texas, Louisiana, Detroit, South Carolina, New York, Florida. Mandrell, how you doing today? Hold on, I got to open his mic. Damn, I got to at least open his mic. Hold on.
That was Boom Brother.
Yeah, Mandrea, how you doing?
Yeah, you got my mic open up.
Mandrea, what you got going on, man? I'm sorry.
Yeah, how y'all doing today, man? Good night. Let me say that. First of all, Jay, I appreciate you putting me on the mic. And second of all, if you never heard of me, I do a race called Get Up and Race. And you probably seen some of my videos. I put up videos on the demystified feed. But I got a race in Mexico this weekend. And if you got a street car, if you've been looking at my videos, been looking at any of my races, I've been following anything I do, it's always I'm talking about thousands of people and people from around the world with real street cars got a race. It's going to be jam packed. March 18th of the weekend, we'll be going down and making.
It's going down at the zoo, the Street Car National, hosted by the one and only Mandrell Shut Up and Race. You got anything that you want? You got anything with a hard tie on it so that some of these guys can get on your ass?
No, I ain't got no hard tie right now.
Hey,
not right now. I don't think Tony's going to fall down to the level. Hey, Tony, I don't think you know me, man. I spoke to you a couple of times. You might not know me unless you see my face or whatever. I spoke to you a couple of times.
Oh yeah, I got something in the making coming for that class. Don't worry, it's in the making. That bad company, Brian.
Yeah.
You got anything with a hard tie you want to send out here to the zoo, and represent Detroit?
No.
Hey, those of y'all don't know the one of the cars I got. I got that car that got cyanide on the back of it, that white coupe, little street car.
I have Dan and Mike
ready this weekend.
Yeah, I seen that car down there this weekend.
Yeah, it's a street car. It was loud.
So we want to give props out to Mandrell with the Shut Up and Race series. I mean, it do very well for the promoters out there. Mandrell's race is always packed. He bring a good crowd, and he cater to the people that ain't quite got, you know, who don't desire to be up in the clicks and stuff yet. So we want to give him some support.
But Jay, let me say that, Jay. Be honest with you, I really don't cater to nobody, because to me, everybody is a big guy. I don't consider a good person is more than another person. So I try to keep everybody, you know, about the same.
Yeah.
Give everybody a shout out. Get everybody a shout out. Glory. Be honest with you, the small people will bring the shout.
Say it again,
man. To be honest with you, the quote unquote small people didn't want to bring the crowd. So I'm going to tell you the weekend, I packed Make Them Be. And y'all going to see when I put these out on videos up, I packed the beach this weekend. I guarantee you going to be some girls going on, like we're going on. Now, I got to admit, Mike had a race this weekend. They're probably one of the best class and girl races I've been to for a noticeable name that actually got in that race. You don't see that hardly. Normally, you go to a track and you stand around like the cookout.
They were roasting down there.
And Jay, look like y'all had a good thing going on up in Louisiana. A lot of guys want to run, a lot of people do want to run. But you know, it'd be like that sometimes.
We can get down, Mandrell. But I got to, Mandrell, I had to get you on before it got too late. But let me get back to. I got to get back to Brian. Brian was just telling Tony to kiss something.
Hold on one second, Jay. Hey, Jay, excuse me. I just heard that 007 Ken was on that other show, Pro Stock Joe, Joe show. And he was over there saying that he won't to run white trash.
I will lock that in right now. I will send you the money right now. You lock that in, Biz. I know Wayne's on the phone. I will lock that in right now.
We ain't locked that in. 007 is on. 007 is on. 007. Is that true that you were on
Pro Stock Buying
Show?
I was on Pro Stock Buying Show, but I'm tied up right now. I did say I would run white trash, man. I did say I would run white trash.
Hey, Ken, this is Bad Company, Brian.
I understand that, man, but I'm tied up. 1 second. I'll come back to the line. Y'all just keep
talking. All right. We're going to give you time. We got a whole another hour.
I'll be right back to the line. And give me 10 minutes.
I guarantee you he's going to be tied up for the next 7 months.
You can go get a room and punch and pump each other's cells up to make them sound like they're something they ain't.
Y'all gonna piss me the fuck off now.
Hey,
With who, Tony? With white trash?
Hold on, Brian. Let me get some clarity. You saying that you want to lock in 500 on 2,000 or better on two races, or you want to
on two races? Either or.
Okay. All right. Okay. With two.
If one don't, the other one will.
Okay. Well, okay. We're gonna do this then. We're gonna lock in those races, but they're gonna be my car or white trash, whichever one we want.
No, white trash.
I want white trash in my car.
Seven up, us, Little Red Riding Hood. Right, y'all them cars in Pride Pass Camp. One of them cars gonna go to his ass. Now lock that 500 on 2,000. I'm tired of y'all bluffing ass.
Okay, hold on. Soon as Wayne is listening, soon as he sent me a text, I'll lock that in. Because that he told me to lock in Little Red Riding Hood. That's what he told me to lock in. Hey, Tony.
Wayne is listening, just so he gets clarification. What you're saying is 7 Up or Little Red Riding Hood, and they both will have small blocks, 28s, and no bars, right?
That's right.
Okay, I'm just asking so Wayne can understand, because he's texting Biz. Biz has the booking rights. I want to make sure Wayne knows.
I'll get the little white Mustang, right?
Yeah, the white Mustang
that you guys beat down in Lena.
Okay, that's right. And y'all Mustang got to have small block 28s, no wheel bars.
And y'all two cars got to have small blocks, 28s, no bars.
Exactly.
Okay. As soon as he sent me a check, it's a yay or a nay.
Hurry up and check your call or something. Hey, y'all,
when is this supposed to be now?
At what date? April 7th at Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Hey, if 7-Up is going to be there, you're going to run me before. And since you were so generous to not run me because I couldn't get down the track, can I get that action now since I got down the track?
Will you be generous now? You got your hands tied with dealers, so don't worry about 7-Up. You don't worry about dealers.
I got shit tied up with nothing. We'll lock that race with 7-Up for the same amount of money, $1,025.
I'm locking in white trash.
No, that's with Rain. I'm just saying that you were showing the grudge world how courteous you were when you didn't want to race me because my car couldn't get down the track. Offer me that same hand to show me how courteous you are now that I'm getting down the track.
Hey, sir, I was going to lock in with 7-Up, but shit, you jumped on diligence. So
oh, bullshit.
What the hell am I goddamn see? You just got dumped, man. You got to learn about this grudge game, man. If you'd have held out a little longer, I was going to lock in with 7-Up again. But shit, you jumped with dead end.
My bank account shows me I learned a lot this weekend. What about you?
Tonight.
Please.
Hell, if y'all don't want to run me with someone here. All you had to do was hold out about 5 more minutes. I was gonna lock in for 7-Up.
Please.
You locked in with Dillard now, so you done. You just already cooking. Actually took you out.
You got more excuses than a nun at a strip club, man.
I ain't got no excuses. You locked in with Dillard, man.
Okay, hold on, Tony. He missed the step. Okay, Wayne, this is the step. What he's saying, Wayne, is both of y'all got small blocks. No Willie Bars on 28s. But he don't know if he want to run you with 7-Up or Little Red Riding Hood. It would be either one of those cars. It would be y'all locking up with 7-Up or Little Red Riding Hood. He's going to have both cars there. Say 7-Up is not running good, but the truck is running good. He's going to go ahead and run you with the truck. So what he's saying is he wants to be able to run with either of those cars. He said it don't freaking matter. He said it's locked.
We locked.
Now, is that the same thing, Tony, by 7 o'clock on Sunday?
No, 7-Up in the Little Red truck ain't locked. We ain't got no time locked on that race, but we're dealing with
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm just asking
so there's no worries later.
Well, let me ask you this. So does that mean that white trash is doing a two for one deal? Is that the two for one deal? I don't know who got all the damn noise on the phone.
Jay, the only reason I did like that because see them boys ain't racing up there, so they could sit back and wait. But you know we race every weekend. I don't want to tear up this car. You know what I'm saying?
because we race every weekend. If I tear up the truck, then we got to sell up. We tear up the truck, we got the truck. That's what I'm saying on insurance, you know what I'm saying? Because we race every night. We ain't have no race until April the 7th. I can lock him in with one or the other. Well, you know, we race every weekend. You know, I doubt we've kept both of them before April 7th. So that's what we locked in.
Okay, Tony, it's 500. Okay, hey, Wayne, so you can hear, Wayne. It's 500 on 2,000 or better. Both cars on 28 small block. Oh, God, that background noise.
I can't. Hold on. Give me a minute to find it. Hold on. 1 second.
It's gone now.
Yeah, that's all they had to do the first time. All right, go ahead.
Okay, 28. Okay, let's start over. Wayne, the stip is white trash versus 7-Up or Lil Red Riding Hood. Both cars got to have 28s, no willy bars. That's it, small blocks. 500 on 2,000 or better. In the staging lanes by 6 o'clock. In the staging lanes by 6 o'clock.
No. Because I got to run Dillinger during that time against Bad Company. We got to run by 8:30.
Hold on. I said in the staging lanes. I ain't said run. In the staging. What the damn kind of staging lanes?
Same.
Run Dillinger.
Okay, you're right. Okay, we go. Okay, staging lane. Okay, you're right. We staging lane.
Yeah.
Still run 8:30.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Staging lane.
That's
you might be ready to run Dillinger at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. You know?
Exactly.
As long as you know
the stage lane, but we ain't got the race.
Right.
So y'all either gonna win. Y'all either gonna win 5,000 up there, or y'all gonna be lose 5,000. Y'all gonna lose 5,000.
Hold on 1 second. He just texted me. Hold on.
Why is he texting? We already locked in. He needs texting no more. We already locked in. He needs texting no more. I don't know why everybody decided to lock in a race and want to come back and renegotiate.
It's 5 on 2,000. It's 5 on 2,000.
Yeah, that's right. And the other one is 1,000 on 25 or better.
Yeah,
y'all better watch out. Now, I got to bring another man in, and I know he's going to get on somebody's ass. DJ Grant, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
DJ Grant, I heard you. I know. You see how them Northern boys trying to do something serious to Tony Bynes' ass? I mean, where you stand, DJ Grant? Where you at? What you going to do? What you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say if anybody wants some action, if I'm in the house, they can lock me in if I'm there.
Tony Bynes, you want some of that damn DJ Grant action?
No, I got my two ducks. I don't need no more. I'm a two-court dental. I got two good races. I ain't worried about nothing else.
And that's April the 6th, right? April the 7th.
April 7th. April 7th. April 6th. April 6th, we'll be in Dallas. We'll be in Houston,
yeah.
Texas at Atomic Dog, but we're coming back through and do them North boys. So we're going to do the South out there. And we're going to do the Mid, the West out there in Dallas, and come back and do the North up there in Hot Springs.
Well, I know this was a successful night. People got what they asked for tonight. Wayne with White Trash got what he asked for. Brian with Bad Company got what he asked for. Tony Bynes
got what he asked for.
Huh?
Justin got what he asked for.
Hey, Jay. They talk about Grudge Inc., but they, on all these talk shows, this is where the race get locked in at.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey,
Brian.
This is Brian. I tried calling your show at 8 o'clock, and it was already full.
Yeah, Brian. We got a real show. You got to call about 7:30 to get on this one.
Yeah.
But, Brian, you always text me. I get you on, you know. And in particular, make sure now that when we get down, so it's going to be a winner between you and Tony. I want both of y'all to come on so we can have fun about, you know, the winners and the losers.
But
oh, yeah.
Brian gonna wanna hope he gonna wanna wish he missed this show after the 7th. He gonna wish he didn't get on.
Hey Tony, let your bet on how much you wanna put on the table show me how confident you are when you're down there.
I'm gonna be real confident.
We'll see.
I'm gonna be $25 confident.
Yeah, make it 5.
Oh, man, look here, man. I do this for sport. I don't do this now. I can't lose $5,000 in a game. I'm going to help him pay my bills for my money.
See, you already thinking like me. You're already going to lose. That's all I'm going to hear.
Oh,
I don't bet nothing I can't stand to lose. I'm not going to bet nothing I can't stand to lose, sir. If I lose $25 at the track, and probably even about $1,000 that's going to be mine, the rest going to be prime time, Cliff. We ain't going to lose nothing we can't afford to lose. That way we can race the next week and the next week. We ain't going to lose losing no $5, $6,000.
I give you props for that.
Can't race 6 months down the road. Mm-mm. You going to sit like that.
Mm-mm. Hey, Wes, hold on. I ain't finished, damn it. I got heat in the headers, and I got oil pressure. Where is 007? Where at? Tell me. Hey, the little guy say, come on out them bushes. Get out them bushes.
If 007 wasn't with his wife tonight, then he'd go to your ass. That's all I'm going to tell you. He had told his wife he's going to spend a little time with her. That's the only thing saving your ass, bitch. So he went to, this weekend he was gone out of time, and he told her tonight he was going to sit with her. But, bitch, you better watch out for these other shows because he going to be free tomorrow night.
Hey,
bitch, hold on, bitch. Hey, Jay. Bitch, what you got racing? What you running right now? You got something in the car? Which one you running now?
I'm running a Mustang.
You talking about your Mustang, the Turbo Mustang?
First of all, who is this I'm talking to?
You're talking Tony Bynes, man. You running your
Turbo
Mustang?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lie. I had a Malibu to the track on Saturday. I didn't get a chance to run it, but it was too slow. I'm locked in with that car. 500 on 2,000 bucks. I know you want some action. Kyle, you got that big-ass mouth. You want to be a promoter.
Be a racer. Hold on. Sit like me. We can lock in 500 on 5,000.
Hell, I don't set like you. What the hell? I ain't got no I'm not running
no backhand car, man. I got a stock switch car.
That's what I thought.
Get you a stock switch car. Hold on. Let me stop getting loud. I got a small block on 28s, no bars. 7-Up is a small block on 28, no bars. Lock in, man.
7-Up already locked in for that day, man. Can't you understand
that?
I'm trying
to
lock in a car you ain't locked in with, and I got a Malibu I ain't locked in with.
I'm not running.
Small tires, man. 29s, man. Ain't talking about no big tires.
Okay. We're going to lock in with John Yacob. We're going to run your back half against back half, man.
What the fuck you waiting on to lock in? That's what I want to know.
Hold on.
Damn, John. What the fuck you waiting on? Don't go bring my man's name and talking about you, Dad. Hold on. Lock his ass in, then. Lock his 5 on 2,000 belt, Donnie.
Hey, Tony, you know I can't lock the man car in.
Well, why you brought the fucking man's name up, then, if you can't lock in?
I can lock my car in, man.
Hey, you need a straightener, Jay.
They don't need a straight nothing. Man, you know what?
Why you brought the name up? How much money was won with 7-Up when it went up to Indiana? All right. Well, you got Biz. He was holding the damn pots. Hell, the first pot was 10,000. Hell, the second pot was goddamn about 8. And the other pot was about 7,500. Hell, he was holding the damn pots. Hey, Biz, he on the phone?
Man, listen, what no pot.
Hey,
Jay. Hey,
Biz, he was holding the pot, man.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay.
I remember
Biz said. Hey, Jay. What no pot that I held was under 8,200. So he lied. He lied. And he wasn't no 75. Wasn't no pot under 8,200. And he ran
I
three
can't
times.
Remember. You know, it's been so long ago. I can't remember. I know a big pot. I know Tony told me that you were holding so much money your arms got tired.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, boss, J-Bombs, John Ye, who I want anyway, bring his ass on down near the goddamn sevens. That's what I want. 29 G-body.
Is it a true back half car, Tony? Because you know
it's
how you
like. It's a back half car. What the hell you think? I got a Pro Mod car? It's a Malibu,
no,
man.
No,
Everybody saw the car Saturday, Jason.
I didn't see it. I'm asking a question. You're the owner. I'm asking you, is it a chassis car or a back half car?
It's a back half car, man. It's a back half car.
Okay. Now, if we get up on
it, it ain't got no big tubs. I can't put no big 3214 tires on it. All they have tires, like a big tire, I can pull is a 29. It won't. If you try to put a 31 on there, it won't even fit.
Okay.
It's a back half car. Steal those on the weekend.
Okay.
But John, you better not goddamn good.
Bring up a Donnie name, man. You need to bring up bad company. I can see you bringing up bad company name or somebody like that. You bring up Donnie name, man. Come on, man. Don't do that. This is a goddamn serious talk show. This ain't no comedian show. Comedy hour.
You brought up 7-Up. And we all laughed.
7-Up was girls' race car of the year last year.
It was. I thought it was a gangster boot.
There was no goddamn gangster boot. 7-Up won the most races in any girls' car last year, man. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to say something about these races?
But in my room, they just blew out.
I just wanted to make a commentary, you know, on the amount of races. We understand the situation down there that they race every weekend, you know, but the snow just left away from here today, you know, when we had rain coming up here today, so we couldn't possibly have the same kind of record that they have in the South.
I agree totally with that. I went to Ohio last weekend. It was snowing and everything. I could
All back this way, but
West
the snow
Virginia,
just left
West
today.
Virginia. I went all the way up 77 in the snow, time I got to Virginia, all the way to Ohio.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Has it not been snowing a lot lately around here?
Huh?
Has it not been snowing a lot lately around here?
Oh, yeah.
We have no tracks we can go to and test around here, correct?
No. Nope.
But yeah, we still lock in with the guys who could test probably 10, 11 months out of the year, and we have maybe a couple passes under our belt. Do you think Tony Vines would do the same thing if he lived up in the north and would come down and do the same thing?
Does an elephant weigh 20 pounds?
Well, listen, y'all know Tony was nice enough and kind enough not to let bad company race out there over there in Lena now.
J-Bond, do you remember 3 weeks ago I gave them boys, some guys from North Craig, and saying that's real good of them to have not had no test and came out late in the race? You remember I said that? Yeah, you did say that. I ain't never say I didn't give them credit. I said that's just their fault. I give them credit, but that's just their fucking fault. Yeah, I got plenty of land.
How many acres they want to buy? But for some reason, Tony and bad company, white trash, really want to do something to you, Tony. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't care. I want to do something to them too, you know. I pitted them last time because I know the car having problems with the car, and I saw that, so it wasn't no big thing about that. I knew they were going to be coming back, so I'm going to be ready for them this time too. This time I ain't got a test, though.
Hey, I just got a text, Tony. Would you like? We got a '69 Camaro up here, black and silver '69 Camaro, back half car. If they get the motor in by like April 5th, they want to see if they can lock that Malibu in. Just got a text. You want to do something?
Man, you can't run the Camaro and Malibu. G bodies don't run against each other, man. Don't do that, man. Come on, don't do that. G bodies, slow ass G bodies, cannot compete with them Novas and Camaros. So I mean, I'm not even entertaining that. I got my two races locked in. I'm satisfied. I'm real satisfied. But Donnie,
But you running me your G body against my Mustang?
Yeah, I ran Mustang. Ooh. But it causes you. I ain't running a car. I'm running you.
Oh, so your G body can run a light Mustang, but your G body can't run a heavy.
You're a very smart individual, Tony.
You're not making sense right now.
My phone messing up, man.
Tony Vines, you're a very smart individual. You're not sounding very intelligent.
You ain't got to worry about 7 up running your car. You just put in them boys pop back coming to party.
I'm not talking about 7 up. I'm talking about my Mustang. My light Mustang against your heavy G-body. You'll run that, but you will not run your G-body against a heavy 69 Camaro. I'm not
running no heavy 69 Camaro. I'm running no back half car. I'll tell you what. If the Camaro got you got a little point there. I'm going to commit you when you're ready. If the Camaro got 29s, no with the balls, I'll lock him in now. Fuck it.
Oh, I think that's some big balloons on there. With Willie Ball.
What I'm talking about. If he was 29, no with the balls, I'll turn. Ain't no big thing like that.
But you can put whatever you want on your car. I'm not telling you what to put on your car.
I'm not putting up. Now, when I run a bad company, he said at 229, that's what I'm going to have.
I'm not talking about bad company. I'm talking about Chicago right now. That's Detroit. Address Chicago now.
I don't know who stayed in Chicago, who stayed in Detroit. All I know is this.
I'm trying to get it all clear. We have a 69.
Where Don Yates said?
Don Yates didn't answer the phone. I get him on the phone tomorrow.
He listens to the show. Why do we have the phone?
No, Donnie really don't be listening to these shows like that. I have a 69 Camaro. Probably got some 1432s or 1433s on there. I'm not gonna try to pull nothing that you don't know. It's got big tires with Willie bars. So it's a back half car.
One carburetor, two.
Probably six.
Eight.
Yeah, probably eight. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
got eight.
Do you have one or two carburetors on the Malibu?
Let me think. I got eight carburetors.
Where's the cricket at?
I think your phone's messing up again.
What size tires that you had?
Don't get me wrong. They big tires. They ain't no 29s. Ain't no 31s. They big tires. So I'm not. I don't know. So because if they 1432s and they 33s, then you're going to win a lot of money. I don't know. They big tires.
No. I'm just saying, if you got 3417s on them.
Tony, I don't know. They big tires, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man. You know what tires man got on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, Tony, seriously, I don't. I know they big tires. They big tires.
Well, I'm satisfied my two little lockout money, so I'm going to try to win both of them, try to split. I'm definitely going to try to win both of them. I hope I split.
Okay, so you don't want none of this 69 Camaro?
I don't want none of a ghost car. No, I sure don't want none of a ghost car.
That Malibu is a ghost car. We ain't never seen that Malibu. You just
man, look at the video. Dolomite or either, what's the name of that video of the car? Everybody take a picture of the car. It's a show
Dolomite wasn't even in Jackson this weekend.
I mean, John Force. Yeah, John Force. Yeah, he was there.
Oh, okay.
I called him to put it on the internet for you.
Yeah, because he ain't put it on that. So, see, right now we want to lock in ghost car against ghost car. Do you have one or two carburetors on your car?
One carburetor, man. I got no damn two carburetors on that slow ass car. I got one carburetor. One carburetor.
Okay.
One carburetor.
Okay.
And the hell will come up under the car. Ain't no outside pipe.
Okay.
I'm going to call John Force to put the picture up there so you can see it.
I don't want to see it. I want to lock it in with this 69 Camaro we got up here.
I ain't running no goddamn 69 Camaro, man. J-Ball, move on to the next subject, because I ain't been locking no 69 Camaro. Move on to the next subject.
That's just waste of time. That's great.
Tony, earlier in the show, did you say it don't matter about tie size? When you were saying something about 28s and 29s, did you say something about you don't want no tie size or something like that?
I seen bad company car. I seen white trash car. I ain't seen this car. That's the main thing about it. I ain't seen the car. I don't give a goddamn CFC or think I can win.
Actually, you did.
But I ain't seen the car.
Oh, you seen it. You just didn't know you seen it.
Oh, I still don't remember. Don't see it. Ain't pay attention to it. Must be slow.
Lock it in then.
Okay.
It is.
Lock it in.
You ain't never heard about it or seen it. How fast or important can it be?
I got two races locked in. I got two good races locked in. I'm satisfied with my little races. I'm betting both of them can't make the trip. And that's I'm satisfied.
I'm trying to get annoyed right now. Some keep telling me to get his back, this Malibu he got the back tire. I don't know if I can set up.
I don't want the back tire. I got two of them. I got 229, 10 fives on them. I'm satisfied with them. Hey, I'm going to do it. I just got a text out of Florida. It said that the G-body is a tube taxi. I ain't never seen it.
Seven up
is a tube chassis car. I told y'all this yesterday. Ken Truck is a tube chassis car. Rambo is tube chassis. Money is tube chassis. Everybody got a tube chassis, so it don't why y'all keep me asking my crazy questions. And you ask me that some more. Seven up got a tube chassis up under it. And it could put 13, 24, 34 centimeters on it if I had to.
The text came out of Florida. I don't know. Now,
You ain't got to worry about no text. I'm telling you myself. Don't worry about no text.
Hey, Tony. I never seen a tube chassis Mustang.
I got one. With a full lug. Yeah, I got one. Coming up in full lug forever. Everybody don't believe it. I tell you, look up on the, if y'all ever pay attention to the Little Red Rider, look up on it one day. Too fast, man. Y'all can't look. God damn.
It's slow. We don't care what
All prime time cars is Promark, too fast, whatever the too fast is, that's what it is. Money maker too, or whatever the hell y'all tell me it is. So they ain't worried about that. All prime time cars, I wish 29 could get up under. I wish 29 could get up on the 7-Up, but it can't get up under it. And Little Red Riding Hood, I wish I could put 29s up under them. Can't do it.
You put 29s up before that you did it. Now stop that line, Tony.
So we do it sometime. We do it on specifications.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to keep this 100 on this show.
We do it sometimes on special occasions.
Tony, you ain't got no kind of specials for this weekend at Wick Show? I heard the back tie special. You ain't got no specials for this weekend?
Well, we got a hard race in Texas this weekend, and the boy got there pretty fast. I beat him last time, and I gave him a get-back race, so it's kind of a hard race. So I ain't really can't say anything after I get that race over with. Been a lot of money out there on that race. I might be broke when I come back there with the race this Sunday.
My mic open?
Yeah, your mic open. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Hey Jay, why you close 007 Mike?
007 Mike is open.
No, you closed that man Mike. Hey, that man ain't never been this quiet. Ain't no way you can't keep that man quiet for no 30 minutes. There's no way.
Well, you tell me, I
hear you out there talking to me right there.
Oh, okay. I hear you talking, man. Just go ahead. What's the car? I told you I'm going to show up that day. I told you that, man. Ben, you want me to get on here and act the fool? I ain't going to do that. Ben.
You said you were going to blow a big asshole out.
I did do that, type man. But I like what you heard me say on both shows. Hey, man, I went and raced them dudes. They don't contend to stepping up to the plate in my class. We raced. I told them I'd give them some get back if they come to Mississippi and raise down here.
Yeah, you did say that, not
Ken.
I mean,
hey, Ken, didn't you also say in a video that no, they better not no small block, better not move.
Yep.
Yeah. Nobody get up.
Well, I got a small block, and I told you I'm doing the two-step. What you want to do?
Hey, Ben Cumney, when we were standing on the line, did I ask you for the back tire up there? Did I not?
Back tire or the brake?
What you tell me? You said that you had a problem with your car. You had re-glued some of it. You were going to go test your car again. Did you not say that?
No, I told you run the head up.
Hey, Ben Cumney.
Yeah,
coming. This 901 bad boy. You got anything you want to do with the bad boy? We got these blocks and everything.
Name what you got?
How you want to run King Kong?
What car is that?
Jeff didn't look at him. Jeff didn't look at him.
Say it again.
It's the car that I raced.
It's the purple one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What tire you got on it?
It's 29.
No.
Well, how the hell are you going to goddamn, how the hell are you going to not run King Kong 29? You going to run me with 29? You disrespect me.
Because I think King Kong's faster than you. Next question.
Okay. That's all the disrespect.
That was total disrespect, Tony. That was total
disrespect.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Go sit in the corner. Go sit in the corner for 2 minutes. That was disrespect.
Yeah, but for disrespecting Tony Bynes, because you just disrespected Tony Bynes.
Tony, I just got another text out of Florida, and they said that you lying, that you had 31 of the Willie Balls on Little Red.
31 ain't never been on Little Red. We had 29 on Little Red down there in West Palm Beach, man. That's the biggest time we had on there, man.
Little Red looked like it had hydraulics on the last race. That thing jumped up so high and turned in the air.
Well, it is now. Little Red's a bad motherfucker now. Mike Hill, they've been saying on the internet all day, Mike Hill had the biggest, best race so far this year. And Lena and Mike Hill race was neck and neck about grudge, biggest crowd and biggest grudge race. Now, J Balls, I don't even have this question for me. What vehicle was involved in the biggest grudge race of both of them races?
What vehicles was involved? Little Red was involved in both.
All right, the biggest grudge race we had this year was Lena and Mike Hill race. Little Red won the biggest grudge race in both of them races. Now, what that tell you?
Hey, Tony.
Now, what that tell you?
I with y'all on that, but it's been three races, and y'all didn't see no problem. But no problem, I believe no problem can topple both of them races. Y'all just went down.
Hold on, Jay. What I meant was crowd-wise. Lena had a crowd. They had to stop turning folks in round at the gate. Jackson had a big crowd. I'm saying biggest crowd-wise. I ain't saying best races. I'm saying biggest crowd-wise. That's what I was saying.
If prime time ain't at the race, you know it ain't significant. I'm gonna put my phone on mute after this. Hey, after where we going? At which race on April 7th? Hey, 007, I want you to take that little truck, throw you some 24s on there, throw your overdrive trans in there, and just ride to the strip club. You ride to the strip club, throw you some 24s, and the ones that spin. The ones that spin, and just throw it all up to the strip club.
Hey, look, I got to defend Boom. Listen to this. Tony, you didn't see this.
Uh-huh.
And prime time wasn't there. But Louisiana, on the spectator count, I'm telling you, Tony, big block versus small block. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it alone.
What do you mean by that?
The spectator count that came to no problem, by far, that was a hell of a head count, Tony. I don't even want to say the number because I don't want to.
Well, I ain't heard about COVID.
Yeah, Tony, I'm telling you,
The state troopers tried to close the whole place down because it's just damn too many damn. It was too many people that it looked like me in one place, and they thought some shit was gonna go down. Well, like I'm saying, I told y'all earlier this year, I think 2015 gonna be the biggest year for grudge racing. I told y'all that, y'all ain't gonna believe me. That's because it started out good while it's cold. You know, it's been a lot of good racing, and it's been kind of cold.
Yeah.
I told y'all, y'all don't believe that. I can see stuff like that in the future. Well, you sure see in the future. You see in a damn good future because Grudge Inc. is knocking some home runs on it. Like, boy, I'm telling you. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
I told you.
I told y'all that back in January. The end of January, I said, I think 2013 is going to be the biggest grudge race to date.
I tell you what helps with having these talk shows. That helps the drug racing tremendously.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Jay, we've been on this show, on this Grudge Inc. show, and we've been pumping April 7 up. Hey, Wick, put my check in the mail. Just make sure you do that, because it's going to be a big race at April 7th. Courtesy of Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc.
And I want to say something about that too. What's the name? I'm gonna send. Give me your address because I gotta send you some money for having a good place for me to go to them boys' ass. Thank you, man. Thank you. I know I can get them down here in Mississippi. So I gotta send you some money with. For having a show that the boys will come to, so I can kick off in their ass. Watch what I tell you. I can predict the future now. Bad company showed me. I was kind of scared when they showed me a picture of the car in the snow, you know, warming up in the snow and stuff. But when I saw it in person,
well, lock 7 up then.
Well, I did with diligence, man. I told you all you had to do was hold out. I was gonna lock you in with 7
okay.
up and shit. You jumped on the first. The first worm I threw out there in the damn water, they jumped on.
I would say something, but I'm already in a 2-minute timeout, so I'll stop there.
I ain't a change of words. Time I throw that fishing rod over in that water, and you're going to disrespect me and talk about you ain't going to run Wick, but you're going to run me. Don't you know me and him, that same Nova and Wick, we fought it out 2 or 3 times last year, barely beat each other, and you going to disrespect me talking about you ain't going to run Wick, but you'll run me? Man,
I've seen your Camaro knock tire off. I've seen 7-Up not get down the track. I'm just telling you what I've seen.
You ain't seen
no Dillon, right? Who am I?
You ain't seen no Dillon not get down the track. You'll see, though.
I've seen Dillon get down the track.
Send the punk out money, man, and save yourself some gas money when he come down here.
Yeah.
Bet he don't.
Okay.
Bet he don't.
I hope he don't. I hope he don't.
Bet he don't.
I hope he don't.
He won't.
Please,
hey, Tony. You said that you coming down here to whoop Bad Company. Now, don't come down here and get a whooping. That's a long, just like it's a long ride for us, it's a long ride back to Augusta.
It only takes us 8 hours to get from Hot Springs on, so ain't no big thing about that. But I ain't planning on getting no ass coming from that Bad Company, Mustang. Y'all about to bring Don Yates down there. He may fuck up the Nova, but Bad Company ain't going to fuck up that Nova. I tell you, listen, I don't know what could I do. I ain't going to red light. Bad Company ain't going to get away from that Nova now. Donye might get away from Nova, true enough, but not that goddamn Bad Company Mustang. And goddamn White Trash ain't consistent enough to talk about running 7-Up. All Little Red Riding knew it. You know, Little White Trash ain't going to make but 1 pass out of 5. Shit, I'm catching one of them passes he ain't making. So I like my odds on both of them races there.
That's very good sound philosophy, but y'all still gotta get in that water box.
I want to get in that water box. I wish we could do it this Sunday. I ain't gotta wait till 6, 7.
Tony,
do it this Sunday.
And that same money that you sent in Wick, that might be the same money that Wick sent back to you. Because if I remember correctly, I thought I saw you down there in Hollow Springs before. And you wasn't thinking nobody for giving you a place to whoop some ass at then?
Hey, man, hey, I raced, we raced, we lost. We jumped on Donye.
Okay.
And
well,
we tried something. We tried some of those small blocks. We tried a small block to get the big block.
Well, a drag race at Tony, he can go any kind of way. It ain't got to go no one way. Go any kind of way.
I mean, everybody will come out, you know, just like I'm running, I got 29s on, and back coming at 28. I did the same thing as Donnie. I had 28 and Donnie had 29. So I don't, I'm never going to ask no man to do nothing that I won't do myself. So
well,
that's
I
what I can't. No
part.
Such thing about that. Well, we lost money. Ain't no big thing. You know, that's what money made for the spin.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Jay Barnes. If you could open up 313-7935, it's Wayne. Wayne keep texting me. Wayne trying to get on. He did lock a race in with Tony. He want to address Mr. Boss, Tony Bynes. That's 313-7935.
Hey, just show up. I'm putting you right back on, y'all. Just give me one second. I'll put you right back on.
Okay. All right.
Hey, what time does the event start on Sunday? Is there a time the gates open?
You know what? We got to get Whit on. Whit knows the schedule.
And then can we find out if there's going to be gas and nitrous by any chance?
Yeah,
what
you need to know?
Go ahead, Whit. What time does the gates open? You know what? Okay, first off, Friday and Saturday. Is it tested to Friday and Saturday?
When? Come on, April, on the April race?
The April race, yeah.
Yeah, it's always testing on Friday, on Saturday. Yeah, you can test.
Okay.
On Saturday.
All right. Do they sell nitrous there, don't they?
They sell nitrous and gas.
Okay. And what time do you expect the gates to open that Sunday?
Probably 11.
Hey, Whit, would there be an issue if some of us guys come up on Saturday to do any testing? Letting us stay in the property with our trailers, or do they not do that there?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
That
ain't no problem.
Go ahead, Wayne. What up, Doe? What's going on?
Shit. Over here,
welcome,
fuck with Uncle Charlie, Mr. Charlie.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Welcome to the Jay Barnes, the number one show. Monday night with Jay Barnes. Go ahead. You got Tony Bynes on.
He's still on here running his mouth and shit.
No,
I'm running my mouth. I don't got what I wanted.
Hey,
you the only guy I know that pay somebody to punk out the next week you act like you don't know who they are and shit.
Listen to the man.
April the 7th.
What kind of shit is that?
April 7th, we already locked in with 7 up. I'll either Little Red Rider against White Trash. That's all I'm done for. I ain't got to talk about nothing else.
All right, no said then. Down to your ass, I know.
I mean, I'm giving y'all a get back race. I'm doing that to the kindness of my heart. I'm giving y'all a get back race.
A get back race would be saying 100% the truck.
Y'all
not either or.
Me for that.
Exactly.
Y'all should be thanking me for that. I'm giving y'all a get back race. Y'all should be thanking me for that.
But
no,
get back race would be the truck only.
Y'all are bigger than yourself. I'm giving y'all a get back. I ain't spent y'all money. I still got the same money y'all got with me, man. And I'm giving y'all opportunity to win the bank. Now, if you don't win the bank this time, it might be ugly. It might not be a chance to win it until July.
Ain't no big. All
right. Give y'all a chance to get your little money back.
I thought y'all was 1-1.
Get back,
right? Yeah, hey, Tony, ain't y'all
1-1?
1-1
with who?
1-1 with White
Trash. Right, we ain't run White Trash one time. That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought Wayne said you paid him some punk out money.
No, I ain't
paid Brian
punk out money. I paid Bad Company the punk out money.
He paid Brian punk out money. Damn, like you don't know who Brian is and shit.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
I paid Bad Company money because I felt sorry for him, you know?
Hey, man, how many guys with red hair and a black mustache you know?
I'm just saying, I ain't never paid White Trash no fucking money, but I paid Bad Company. I thought man had a problem with it, and up just the wall and stuff. I ain't really want to do him like that, man. It'll be another day. And that thing come April 7th.
Funny, because that thing was loaded up on the trailer when you paid me. I had to come find you.
Man, listen to me, man. I had won so much money with Little Red Rider, I'm going to win some money, y'all. I'll get my money back to April 7th. It just was a little long, sir. I'll get that April 7th, trust me.
And we only ran for $1,000.
What? You made a mistake and locked in the wrong car tonight. That's what you did.
No, you made the mistake, my friend. Trust me.
you may be saying locked in the wrong car. And you'll see that.
Hey,
y'all think Dylan's just a joke or something. Dylan ain't no joke.
No, we can't find it.
Who said it was?
You said it was. We told you that he run 29s and you'll run Dylan's 29, run Wick's 29. You said Dylan's just a joke.
That's the only thing you'll run me with. I got to take what I can get. You're the only guy I know with six cars, the only one runs one of them.
All you had to do was a whole lot, man. That's all you had to do was a whole lot.
Hey, if you really wanted to race, you would have brought up 7-Up first of all. Your actions show how true you really what you want to do. That's all I got to say.
I'm stopping y'all from texting J-Bone talking about you're running Money Maker, you're running Dillinger, and Nova Chaser Car, and 7-Up a Chaser Car, and 7-Up got 29s and all that. I'm stopping y'all from all them texts. Watch what I tell you.
Hey, Tony, we're getting a lot of texts out of Florida. I mean, what you think about them guys down in Florida?
Some guys from Florida, Big Low came up here and represented, and you know, we ain't let them take all the money back. We got a little money back from them with the little truck, so they ain't take all of it back with them.
Now, Tony, don't get it twisted now. After we knock out that red truck, we going down the line. 7-Up going to be after that, and after that will be Dillon's. After that, we might try Money Maker.
Yeah, make sure you bring Money Maker, please.
Hey, quit this comedy show, man, please. We trying to get serious, get some serious lockdown race, man. Everybody want to hear all these jokes.
Hey, you going to find out, man. Up here, we look at you and we say nothing.
Yeah, that same thing y'all said last year when I came up there. Same old thing you said last year.
Tony, we gave you a gift last year. Except
you
move on.
You ain't no gave me a gift. I took it, man.
You ain't the only one
to do favors. We do favors, too. All right, we'll see. I'm going to be back up there in July now. I want y'all to have all y'all shit ready in July. Cause I ain't coming by myself this time. I'm bringing some heavy Southern guys with me this time to back up. So y'all just be pleased. I'm telling y'all in advance. Don't come in here talking about you got to go to church this weekend. You got to go out of town and you can't come to the track.
That's what you do. You do the same thing. You tell people when you go on the other tracks.
We're going to be fully loaded this time. Y'all think y'all going to have a little caller like 7 months race this time. You're going to have some real monsters this time. So don't come here talking about you can't come to the track and all that stuff. Trust me. Have y'all stick together by July. Give me a well notice in advance. We're coming to y'all. Since y'all say y'all coming to Mississippi all the time, we're coming up there to y'all July. Don't get it twisted.
Hey,
we're not coming up there to play neither.
Is Bobby Child on the line?
I think we already showed our credentials. We coming down there not to play. We should have been dragged down there first. We got some other shit up here waiting.
Man,
we waiting on you to get up here.
If y'all bring up Big Drag and Three Little Name again, I'm going to hang up. Some boy threw the fuck out there.
Big Drag.
Don't y'all bring Three Little Name and Ben Drag name up, okay?
Big Drag. You even said Three Little. I said Big Drag. That's what we set up down that way for.
Why y'all want to bring Three Little Name up now? Y'all disown him now?
You ain't never heard me mention Three Love's name.
Man, let me tell you this. This is pitiful. Three Love locked in a whole month ahead of time to race the Little Red Ride Hood and Lena. Okay,
hey, Tony.
In. This man come to us Saturday to say his car was broke. He can't run. He paid up the punk out. It went 20 minutes. We seen that man greater than somebody else in the damn staging lane.
Hey, Tony, I got a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just asking. I know before you and little Tony were supposed to get down. I do know that he was down in Macon and he was making passes. I do not know if he's even coming or going to it, but I'm saying if he was on the property with his Camaro, would you run him with 7-Up?
No, I would run him with Dillinger.
Damn.
Damn, you gonna run an LS one motor car with freaking a race car?
I run him whatever.
Nope. Stop it. Cut it out. Tony, I'm not gonna let you do that. Tony, I'm not gonna let you do that. That man got a freaking street car.
Listen to me. Listen to me good. Let me show y'all a trick. I'll tell y'all this trick here before I should not tell you this, but you can actually do this here. Get your little stopwatch, right? And when you put these little videos up, hit your stopwatch when that man leaves and get up off of it when he crossed the age. See, them videos fuck people up. I've seen that pass that man made down there in Macon. I'm not crazy.
Man, listen, Tony.
If y'all didn't see it, Go back and look at Dolan
Tony.
Mike highlights and
Tony.
Look at little Tony pass.
Tony, you can't, you don't.
Now, listen, before I saw that pass, I would have ran little Tony with 7-up. But I feel I don't know exactly what kind of time he did, but I can guess with my stopwatch by what them videos.
You don't know when he go past the eighth. You don't know when he go past the eighth.
All right, this is what you do. Make a pass in your car.
Is this gonna be another one of those things where if we waited 5 minutes, you would have raced him with 7-up?
Next time you make a pass in your car, all you gotta do is time yourself when you leave the line and when that W come on. You look at your ticket and see what time you went. All you gotta do is subtract that from when that W come on, and you will know exactly what kind of time the other man go. I'm telling y'all, these are secrets, man.
Man, stop.
You don't believe me? Let's do it. That's how you make a pass. When you leave the line, you mash that button. You get up off it when the W light come on. You look at your ticket. You see what you went, and you see the difference between that stop light and that damn W come on. As I go, that same amount of time
Tony,
off that clock.
Tony,
you don't know what kind of time Lil Tony
was. Just tell us you're playing it safe, man. Just tell us
Don't tell me
you're going to try to run Lil Tony, a 2010 Camaro with no roll cage in the car, with a small block factory motor, a LS with freaking Dillinger.
I locked Lil Tony in 2 times in the last 6 months. He'll pay me
that's free money.
Four times. In the last 6 months, I locked Lil Tony in 2 times, different times. I locked him in 7-up. He paid me the punk out. We locked him in with Lil Red Riding Hood. He paid the punk out. Nah, but he done got a little faster now. Chris, you done got a little buzz out his car now. He going a little faster now. We can't beat him with 7-up. But we always got backup. And we will try him with Dillinger with them 29s. Dillinger got 29s. Whenever he get ready.
Okay, well, cut the roll cage out of Dillinger then. And then we're going to run you with
Lil Tony. He's locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, cut it out.
Lock in 500 on 5,000. Cut the roll cage from the frame, the frame all the way up. We're going to lock in 5,000 on 500 and 5,000. Cut
that's
the roll
right.
cage out.
If it let us run, down there, if it let us
run.
No,
you come up here and run. We're going to run you up here.
If it let us run, remember, I couldn't get him well back here for 5,000. So, Ken.
I bet you can. So you know you need to stop it.
Hey, look, Tony's flying now. I don't know if he's gonna make a backup pass. I was waiting on him to make a backup pass to back up that pass he made. Sometimes a man can make a one good pass and never make it again. So I'm waiting on his backup pass. See, them videos are really messed up. I'm glad they showed the video of that damn Camaro. I'm glad.
Hey, let me introduce another man to the line. Y'all know him by the top sportsman of the year, and also 202 miles per hour. Bobby Child. Well, hell, I can't never get down Bobby Child to come on. But go back to them.
I'm sorry. You know.
You on mute?
I was on mute. You know, I've been having hearing problems since I went 200 and what was it, Charlie Barry?
202 miles an hour. I know exactly what it was. 202.16, I think it was.
No, man, don't cut me short. It was 204.54.
okay. Tony Barry, you can't do that shit. You can't do that, Tony Barry.
You made Tony Barry hung up.
No, he's still on.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas? How y'all doing this afternoon?
That's how, man. How you going?
They don't want to talk to me.
They don't want to talk, man.
Yeah, am I the only person on the show?
No.
We're doing fine, man. How you doing?
But go ahead, Bobby Child. Let everybody know that them made down there at Albany.
Oh yeah, we got a champion weekend to put in our new bleachers out, and it worked pretty good. So the folks can't complain no more. They ain't got nowhere to sit, so they had somewhere to sit there. so they can't complain no more. So they can sit down and enjoy it. we had the imports to come in, and you know, unfortunately, I didn't have my car there because I was busy working and trying to, you know, get those bleachers in, so I wanted to try them out for the first race. But I'm gonna have to, Jay, I'm gonna have to leave sometime tomorrow this week with my damn lawnmower going on down to Miami and start cutting some grass. And
what happened? Them damn imports whooped them damn
the
American made.
What happened was, yeah, we was two, you know, we had an 8-car shootout. We was 2-2. So the first two rounds we took out CG took out one night, and the Red Rooster took out the other. So then the other two kind of like they got by. Then we come back when they around for, you know, for come down for the next four. Well, hell, half of them, you know, one of them blows up a transmission and one of them having a fuse pump. So then they had basically, so we had, you know, two left, they had two, so we decided we was going to just, hey, we just going to settle this darn thing. Whoever's going to do it, that's going to be the king. So they got their best one out. They fastened one. They were going to go against the Red Rooster. Well, evidently, I told them, you know, we were going to whoop their ass. But anyway, we went on out there and done the little bun out and everything. Well, the Red Rooster had a mishap. It just shut off during the burnout, and we couldn't get started back up. So the Puerto Rican, they got a chance to ease on to the, you know.
In other words, you know, y'all got y'all ass beat.
So we got some preparation aids there. So Tony Bond and Jay Bond, don't use up all the preparation aids, because Bobby got something.
So we want to make sure we need to send out a case of preparation aids,
yeah,
to Bobby Child and the Big Block America.
Yeah, Team US. Team. Yeah, we got to need some preparation aids. And see, I'm gonna need a lot, because I got to get them. I told them they were gonna cut grass, so now I got to get on the lawnmower and take it on down to Miami. And go cut that grass, and then I got to take my weed eater and gone over to Cuba and finish cutting. So y'all,
well, you got a lot of grass cut.
But I will be back for the 23rd, which is my grand opening at US 19. So if y'all ain't doing nothing that way, y'all come on out and support the brothers. You do have somewhere to sit. And then don't y'all forget about when we just going to beat the shit out of Grudge Inc. on
You sound like Tony Bond, and he's 0-9. Just keep on talking.
Yeah, when Grudge Inc. claimed they're coming to U.S. 19 to invade. Well,
that's an invasion. What they, yeah. Grudge Inc. is going to invade U.S. 19. When, Bobby?
That's the 26th and 27th.
And
that Friday night we're gonna try to put a little race on. We're gonna start that Friday night racing here. And then when y'all get through, and then we're gonna take Mississippi Joe right on down to Club Preaching so he can.
Joe gonna love that. But now, do for me. I want you to find me a truck to whoop Don Mack's ass, the good racer of the year out of Mississippi, Don Mack. He got a nice little truck, you know. I mean,
small block, big block.
I think he's small block. I don't want to say it. I'm gonna open his mic while I'm talking to it. I don't think he want no Little Red Riding Hood trouble, but you know, if you find something a little lesser than, I think Don Mack. I want Don Mack to come to Georgia. I want to see can we get him out the Midwest.
Well, I tell you what, I want you to do. I want you to bring Little Red Riding Hood. I got somebody gonna whoop his ass. And you bring Don Mack, and I got somebody going to whoop his ass.
Woo! You said a mouthful when you said you must have put beers on damn Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, I look at him. When they come on, I got something for him. You know who I'm talking about. They small block, too. So,
28?
Small blocks on 28.
Well, Little Red Riding Hood, love that. Don Mack, come on mute.
Please put me on Little Red Riding Hood. I want to cuss. I want to tongue kiss that man.
That all. I was trying to get Don Mack to come off mute, but he might have went to sleep.
He might have went to sleep. And look at him. And we're going to bring WT Keys on down this way, too, so we're going to put that little red rooster on them. We're going to see what he's working with.
Now he's a little slow in the head right now.
Well, he's going to tell him to give him some more preparation aids, because he's going to need when he comes down here. So I'm going to say, look here, Jay, all we don't use for the Puerto Rican, we gonna save something for y'all.
Well, I got Wayne with White Trash. You know, White Trash is trying to lock in everything that Primetime had. And you got anything at all in it that White Trash can get a hold of?
Small block on 28. We can find something when he get down here. Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of small blocks. I mean, what are you working with? I can't even know what he's working with.
He Mustang, small block on 28, no balls.
Okay. We got balls now. We believe in being safe down here now, you know.
No wheelie ball. No wheelie ball.
Oh, okay. Well, come on. I got another small block. It'll be right there. I'm waiting on it.
He liked to bet a lot. We ain't gonna get crazy with it.
As long as we don't get crazy, we'll be
all right. I just want to make sure that what about your best friend DJ Grant?
I don't know what we can do with DJ. He got them hair dryers up there. Shit, we ain't got too many hair dryers. Well, you know what? I got something for him too. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Stay fair. I forgot. He got small blocks on 28. They can try to dry each other's hair with them hair
dryers. Okay. Well, hold on 1 second. We got final comments. Final comments right quick, Bobby. King Scooby, you there, King Scooby?
Yeah, I'm here.
King Scooby, give me your final comments.
Man, I don't want nothing but to get hold of Don Mack. Hey, I want to take him out of the music. He a miserable old coon. I want to put that gun to his head.
Don Mack. If you there, what's your final comments, Don Mack? Well, he there, but he must be on mute. Big Clark, final comment.
Good show, Jay Bond. Sound like you got some action going on, so be waiting around to see it, bro. Good show.
Hey, Big Clark, you come on down too, so I can get that ass. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I told you about the goat. You better watch it.
All right, let's see. Tight man, you got any comments? Hey, man, you there?
You got them all money.
Is he tight man? Is he Mississippi Joe? Final comment.
Hey, Jay, good show, man. I'm just listening, man. Good show. Looking forward to seeing everybody real soon, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Hold on down. Big Danny, final comment.
Jay, it was a hell of a show tonight. I couldn't stop laughing to save my life. It was a hell of a show. All the shit talking, they got to put up or shut up now.
It's on. What about Wayne, you there? Final comments.
Down on Tony ass, you go.
Larry, final comments. Yeah, Larry. All right, Mandrill. You can sum it up for us, Mandrill.
Jay Bond, I got a final comment.
Oh, okay, hello, Bobby Tyler. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm good, Joe. I'll be just looking forward to seeing everybody as soon as possible. If I don't have any, break way of back getting things where I can, get clear, but as soon as I can, if not, we'll see y'all April the 20th.